Mal.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Smoochie.
This is Ray.
I'm feeling pretty good today. Let's see how this goes.
You know, it's the 6th of May, and you're not hungover. You're not regretting yesterday. You didn't blackout, brownout, anything like that for Cinco de Mayo.
What's brownout?
Like brownout, almost a blackout, but
you
do it with Mexicans.
You remembered things?
Oh.
Yeah, it's hazy. I don't know.
It gets hazy, yeah. You're like in and out.
Oh. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Brownouts are pussies.
Got to really commit there. Epic Tryhard Fizz, thank you for the resubscription there. Got a couple of those today.
And the recycled, too.
We're off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So not a whole lot to report right now. I just want to remind everyone we are on Spotify now. Also want to plug iTunes. Leave us a review there. That's been going pretty well. We got a couple of reviews recently. Ray, you got some lined up for us?
My husband wakes me up every morning because he blares your podcast.
SIP.
That's pretty cool. No. That one's that's legit.
That's a stolen
one.
iPhone.
Yeah, it's SIP.
There's no SIP on it.
Yeah, it is.
The bottom. Never mind.
So what it is the husband grabbed the phone of the wife, mm-hmm. and then we left that review.
Alcoholic Latino men with thick candy shells molded around their brains. Okay.
Also SIP.
Fastidious 2024. Thank you,
yep.
Fastidious.
And then Fastidious.
Fastidious 2020. Thank you, Fastidious.
So there must be a lot of iPhones in his house.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're new, it's such a hassle to download iTunes and start an account if you're a God-fearing, red-blooded American and you don't use Mac. It's such a bitch. But everybody has iPhone. Well, everybody's mm-hmm. friends has iPhones. Mm-hmm. So you just grab their iPhone. In about 2 minutes, you can leave us a review. If you put SIP, then you're in the running for, I don't know. What are we going to do, Bobby?
I don't know. Something special.
Okay.
Yeah, something real nice.
Here's a legit one. I love the podcast and PC gaming. I must say these guys and gal hit the nail on the head. They are down to earth, real people that tell it as it is. No filter and fucking hilarious.
Thanks, awesome. Man.
Nice. That's how you write a review right there. That's a good template for all you guys.
Oh, Mobius. Mobius is back. He's listening to the podcast again.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Welcome back, Mobius. Nice.
I was like, hey, man, I'm helping you start a foundation. The least you could do is enjoy my company.
And eat my salsa.
And eat my salsa. That reminds me, I've got some orders to fill.
All right. Any update on the TwitchCon house? Anything going on with that?
TwitchCon house is still in the works. If you want to see all of that fucking madness, there is a sub chat in our Discord.
Ignore me completely on that.
Anyways, yeah, my credit card is ready. It's just that we're looking still for that the perfect one.
Yeah, there's a lot of discourse.
Gosh, know what? I bet dating on Tinder is easier than trying to book an Airbnb.
The last thing I put on there was, I'm going to get my own TwitchCon house with blackjack and hookers.
I like it. Put it right next door to hers and just, like, no matter what she does, make it better. Like, like neon signs with arrows.
Let's get that one, that one house that's like next to each other, and then I'll get one, you get the other one, and then we'll fight.
All right.
So on the radar, games that have come to our attention this week, we got quite a few of them. Thanks for all the recommendations to our listeners here. I'm going to warn you right up front, there's going to be a lot of Star Wars in this episode. It was recently May the 4th. The official Star Wars holiday, so going to be a lot of that. So let's start it off with Duke Forces. This is a mod that combines Dark Forces and Duke Nukem, the old 90s games. And they recently had an update, but this mod has been out for a while here, and this is the first I've ever heard of it. Now, when I first look at it, it looks just like Dark Forces to me, the original one. So I don't know, except every now and then you see a little Duke Nukem in there. I don't know. I might check this out. It's probably free, but I don't know if it's really going to be as good as any of the other Dark Forces game.
It's probably his voice, dude, which is a lot of the Duke Nukem anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, his voice. And at times you can see his hand when he throws a grenade. And of course, they incorporate, it's like Duke Nukem in the Star Wars universe. So the opening crawl is like Star Wars 28, and it has this long explanation of Duke Nukem being involved in Star Wars. Let me just play a little audio and we'll see. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad bad Dark Forces.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll probably check that out, but I don't expect too much from this.
Ooh, he's
what
force
do they call
choking.
These crossovers?
Play the Force Choke.
All right, let's check out the Force Choke.
Maybe he says something. All right.
Was that?
I've lost all interest.
Yeah, not that great. Great. This next one, Shadow Master recommended Earthworm Jim. There's a new Earthworm Jim game coming out.
That's mm-hmm. exciting.
Now,
that's...
not just... Okay, here's the catch, though. Here's the catch.
Yeah. What?
This game is going to be exclusive on a new console called the Intellivision Amico. And I had never heard of this before, so I researched it a bit.
Fucking retarded.
It looks like two iPods charging
like
on
an old school iPod.
The controllers look really weird. Let me play the video for you.
You're playing with Zunes.
What this is, you know those little consoles you can buy, like a Nintendo, and they come preloaded with games?
Yeah,
the SNES. They have a few of them. This is it, but for Atari games, for Super Nintendo games, like pretty much any retro game. And these games are being remade, I guess, and put on here. And there's going to be some exclusive titles, such as the new Earthworm Jim game. Now, what was interesting to me is the CEO of this company is Tommy Tallarico, who's very well known for making music in video games in the early days. And he does that video games live performance, which is fantastic. And you get a chance to see it. It's always a great show. Every now and then they'll do it at Comic-Con here. That's where I saw it about 3-4 years ago.
Okay. So do we know if the Earthworm Jim is going to have like really antiquated graphics on purpose, kind of like a throwback?
Probably.
No, yeah. Like apparently maybe. All the games are getting remade. On here.
So mm-hmm. Oh, I see. They're updating all the old shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but they have no footage of any of the games yet, so you don't really know. But it really sounds like they're going for a nostalgic vibe here, but with a lot of modern amenities, I guess.
This
like
is a very
controllers with Bluetooth.
This is a very hipster approach, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To
you're right.
Selling
and
in the video game market.
The controller. You can just use your smartphone.
It's yeah, like,
we're not just a brand new console. We're a brand new console that specifically only does retro gaming. Mm-hmm. Now, like, how fucking hipster? If you're into it, I mean.
Well, like all the games.
But there's not a lot of good places to play retro games. I mean, you can do emulators. They are popping up on Steam now and then, but the ports are usually terrible. And they're all kind of janky. There's not, like, if they really put some attention into this and made it a great place or a great way to play old games, this could totally work.
Yeah,
and
they're the adding levels.
Yeah, there's no DLC. The games are going to be between $3 and $8 a piece, mm-hmm. so pretty cheap.
Atari
all the games. Yeah, all the old Atari games. Man, I had an Atari, so...
This is going to go right to the hipsters. But it might be cool. I mean, most of these games...
It would be neat. I would love to play R-Type or 10-Year Fight.
A lot of these games are...
Kung Fu Master, yes.
That's one of my favorites.
A lot of these are intended for couch co-op as well, and it comes mm-hmm. with two controllers. Yeah. It's $150, by the way.
I've got that... they say about $150 to $200. They don't have a price yet. But I've played a lot of these retro games. Like, I have... There he is, Tommy Tallarico. But I've played that Atari pack they have on Steam. No, but he definitely looks like that.
Yeah,
the
like
Hollywood
some, like,
type.
I would imagine him in Time Cop or something like that.
But
can we talk about
a lot of those games don't hold up very well. Like the Atari games, like they're fun for like a minute and then you're like, oh, okay. So I don't know how much they're going to redo these. Maybe they're going to have a bit more of a modern take on it. But all industry veterans on the project here. And they got Earthworm Jim.
It's kind of not very good marketing if we heard about the Earthworm Jim part before we heard about the console part. You know what I mean?
I heard about the console last year.
Oh.
So I think October 2018 is when they released the initial video.
Ooh, I need that guy on my team.
Oh, shit.
Ben Stiller? All right,
cool. Let's see. Another one from Shadow Master, Last Epoch.
Yeah. I read a little bit of PC Gamer's preview. I don't think it was a review. This is a dungeon crawler, Diablo clone. And I'm hankering for some hack and slash. So I think I might be picking this up. They were talking about the mechanics being a fresh new take on the mechanics. You know how like Diablo has that pick and pull type thing where you could just switch abilities on the fly. And then you can go to Path of Exile that has that super big tech tree that goes on forever and ever. I didn't read exactly what it is, but they said it's a very refreshing take on how skills are given out and stuff. So, it's time for a hack and slash for me. And this might be it. Do we have a price point or a release date?
I believe we do here. Released April 30th. So
a little while reviews. Ago.
$35. So the reviews, I checked into that. The negative reviews mostly have to do with optimization. Apparently this game just heats up your computer and doesn't even have that great at graphics. So it's probably something that will improve in patches. It looks very Diablo-like to me. A lot of the screens I'm seeing,
it looks like Diablo.
Yeah. Cool. And what was the price on that? $34.99.
Yeah. Is it kind up to four-player co-op, or is it not co-op? It's not co-op.
Single-player only.
Single-player only? Oh, yeah. That might be a...
That's a little rough.
No. That is super rough.
I'd rather just play...
That's like, part of these games is the multiplayer.
Yeah, I've played a lot of them single-player because like I like them so much. Like Torchlight, I played almost the whole thing by myself, but then I also played again with Chad, and that was awesome. Same thing with Grim Dawn. I played it by myself, but then I played it again with Chad. So, speaking of Chad, I guess it'll come up later. Played some video games with him.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's one thing I haven't done, play video games with Chad.
There's probably a reason for that.
I bet we could do that some Dota chess.
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah.
He was trying to convince me to play that shit. And I heard about it. Nope,
I bet
not going to
really
happen.
Fun.
Auto chess.
Auto chess, yeah.
Yeah.
Auto chess. All right, next up, Splitgate Arena. Pharaoh Steve recommended this game. This is a combination of Halo and Portal, pretty much. This game is going to be free to play. You can get the beta right now, but it doesn't come out until May 22nd. Completely free to play.
Wow. Yeah.
When they compare it to Halo, it makes me a little suspicious because anything can look like Halo, but not a lot of things can feel like Halo. You know what I'm saying?
It has a battle rifle. It looks like Halo.
I could see how this is compared to Halo in terms of the speed and the high maneuvering. Sorry, like the high mobility.
Yeah, it's like your standard '90s deathmatch.
Yeah,
Bobby.
This intrigues me. This is something I will definitely try out at least, especially since it's free to play. That's awesome.
Just completely.
I'm a big fan of Portal. I'm a fan of Halo too. I will definitely be checking this out. And Deathmatch. Heck yeah, Deathmatch.
Speaking of Halo, I think I saw an article saying that it got pushed back. So everyone that was signing up for the beta, that was supposed to
Halo
start.
Halo Legends or whatever?
Halo Master Chief for PC.
Bobby, do we have a release date, price?
On this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
May 22nd.
Yeah, free to play. Coming out May 22nd. You can get the beta right now.
Okay. Cool.
I miss classic like Deathmatch. Yeah. This is so much fun.
But there was one game. Did you ever play Toxic 2000?
No.
See, that was, for me, just Toxic. This was a game that made me realize I miss that stuff, but then also I don't want to play that stuff. Like, we had fun for about an hour playing this. They were just trying to recapture that deathmatch feel.
There was no robot. What the fuck are robots doing in this game now? Is this the right game?
Is this the same game?
No, I don't know, dude.
No, it was like Toxic 2000.
Arena War.
That's like a new one, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have that game on Steam anymore.
Wow. I own it, so they better have it.
Yeah.
But there's Quake Champions now, Bobby. I don't think we need Toxic anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Quake Champions is probably...
Which is chill. It's not a bad game. Very fun. But my go-to was always Unreal Tournament. That was just so much fun. And they were making a brand new Unreal Tournament. And then thank you, Fortnite, for fucking that up. They pulled the whole development team to Fortnite, and they just paused it.
Wait, Unreal Tournament is on what? Is
on Epic.
Gone? So it's gone?
No, it's still there. You can still download it. But there's no more work on the base game. It's just people mods and doing their own maps. But from the actual developers, it's just completely on pause for them.
Mm. I'm surprised more people didn't pick up all that work, man. They're like what is it called? Core? That's coming out. That took all the assets from their
Paragon.
MOBA. Huh?
Paragon,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that there's not more. That's a lot of work for free. Hmm. But you do have to make it all work, right? It's like you have all these pieces of the building, but you still have to build a building.
No chicken dinners. That's funny.
Just frags. All right. Next up is Guard Duty. Oh, shit. I closed the wrong window. Oh, well.
We're fucked.
This game, I'm probably going to buy this week. This is looking really good. This is recommended by Jens.
It looks like Joan Mack. Almost.
Drew and Mac?
Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. Oh, that Nintendo game? No, that's a platformer. This is a point-and-click adventure, and it's $10. I've heard it's kind of short, even though there isn't a time on howlongtobeat.com. But what it is you play as a guard in the medieval times, and then I guess the decisions that you make affect this future storyline taking place in the future, like Neo Tokyo or something like that.
Oh, shit.
So
like thousands of years in the future?
Yeah, exactly. So that could be a really cool little twist on the point-and-click adventure genre.
Yeah.
And
kind of like the butterfly effect, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I read this one book by Orson Scott Card, which is one of my favorite, you know, mm-hmm. Ender's Game.
Yeah.
But he has this whole, guy, it's fucking crazy. It's like one of the offshoots from Ender's Games, I think. Anyway, so you read, like, the ship lands on this planet, and then the two brothers split off into two different factions, and then whatever, they go to war, whatever. But then the next book in the sequel is 10,000 years in the future. And you see a lot of that. Like, obviously, they don't reference him that much, but you're like, oh, you see the connections and stuff. And you're like, oh, that completely started this. And then,
Was really that cool. One of the Speaker of the Dead books?
Yeah, I think so.
He wrote so many of those in that universe. But they touched a little bit that on that in the Ender's Game book. And the thing you got to remember is the whole space-time thing. So time passes differently when you're really far away. So space and time, like distance, is kind of, you know, it may not actually be in the future. They may just be really far away, but really that's the same thing because, that stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really go into a wormhole with that conversation.
Well, actually, if you went into a wormhole, that it would...
There would be no space and time. Yeah. But science jokes.
Hey.
So yeah, Guard Duty. That's this game, $10. I am 90% sure I'm just going to pick this up and play this week. This looks perfect for me.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Wow.
Woo. It's just as great as the other one you made me play.
Let me tell you, we're blown away. Actually, you're not up this week.
No.
We got to think about what we're going to give Bobby this week.
Is it his birthday?
No, for homework.
Oh, sorry.
If it was his birthday, Ray would be giving him a handy with his foot. Wait, what? Yeah, I know. Okay, a footy with his hand? No.
What?
Petty.
All right. No. A petty? What?
Oh, my God. All right. One more game that Jens recommends, Felsil Arbiter's Mark. Or he posted this. I got to stop saying recommends because I don't know if people recommend these games or if they just think they're interesting.
Jens is actually half trolling with these things. He tries to find the most obscure games. This looks cool.
This one showed up in the front page of Steam for me, so it can't be that obscure. This is an action RPG game, I believe. Or no, a turn-based RPG. So turn-based tactics, strategy RPG. I don't know if I've had my fill of these games or not. The combat looks pretty good. There's different elevations, I guess, on the battlefield.
A lot of different tactics, it almost looks like
M.C. Escher there with all the different levels and staircases going up to different areas.
I like the one that we saw last week better, Bobby. I forgot what that was. That was the other tactical turn-based fantasy game.
Do you remember? Pagan Online?
Was that it?
I think it was
No.
No?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll pull it up and you can tell me.
Okay. But it was like this. It was this perspective. Pagan Online was... Oh, maybe you're right.
No, that's a cinematic. Let's take a look at the gameplay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, this is an action RPG. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't remember what that one was from last week.
Yeah.
They all kind of blend together. I really love that genre, the tactical turn-based, but...
There was a while.
There's so many of them now.
We had agreed, me, you, and Chad, when it was that time, what our favorite combat was, and it was tactical turn-based. Was our
really?
Favorite. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was like during the height of XCOM, we were pretty swept away with it, and I was XCOM probably playing Shadowrun at the time.
Yep.
Yeah. JD Constriction, thank you for the subscription.
Thanks, homie.
We're on fire today.
By the way, if you guys want any ball pythons, JD Constriction sells very unique versions. Like, white, they look awesome. I'm not into snakes at all. It's worth looking up. What's your website, JD?
I think it's jdconstriction.com.
Yeah, it might be.
Have you ever held an albino python or anything like that?
Every morning when I pee.
Hey!
Let's see what's up next. And if you want to recommend a game or bring it to our attention, you can do that in our Discord. We've got a channel for it. So this one, I don't know how we've managed to escape it the last couple weeks, but Warconius finally put it up there. This is now one of the most successful Kickstarters in history, Subverse. This is a...
Because of boobs.
Yeah, well, it's a hentai Mass Effect is what it's being marketed as. Shit. I'll play a video here. There's a lot of jiggling. Like, it's a little over the top with the jiggle physics here. It's pretty crazy.
Now, when you say... When you compare it to Mass Effect, is it just the concept or gameplay?
I think thematically, like it's all spaceships and outer space, but...
It's a parody, a sex parody.
Yeah, the gameplay, from what I've seen, looks tactical turn-based or tactical...
There's actual gameplay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. The graphics are stupendous.
They look good, but I don't trust trailers, you know.
Yeah. Even still, like...
Rim Anthem?
I'm still waiting for some tits. No, oh, they're coming.
So you always got to have a big ugly tentacle, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who that guy is.
We're looking at actually really good CGI for a Kickstarter.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
They've raised over $2 million on this project.
Are you serious?
So, and it's going to be released on Steam.
What the heck?
Yeah, so this is the real deal. They aren't just messing around here. Yeah.
Is it an actual sex game, or is it
there's going to be nudity. RPG. Because a big part of Mass Effect was relationships, but this
Absolutely.
Is going to really
and that
focus.
That was a lot of fun developing those as well.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an even bigger part in this game.
Well, this seems like it's more about tits' relationship to gravity, because they have no relationship with it, apparently. These things are just floating around like jello.
Well, no, not in space, yeah.
Yeah.
It's much lower gravity in space, so I don't know. And maybe this would make sense with some music.
Really. Grow their powers.
Whoa.
And hold
whoa.
Their
whoa, 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 whoa! Aggressive.
Move that camera angle a little bit.
Oh my god. That totally reminded me, when you said move that camera angle a little bit, that totally reminded me of a spray I had in TF2. Emilio might remember this, I don't know. But it was a window that had scroll bars in the corner, and there was like obviously some like naked lady, but you couldn't really see that. You could only see parts of it. And then if you were to be able to scroll down and to the right, you could see the goods.
But you couldn't do it though, right?
No.
So it was just aggravating.
Yeah, so people would always run up to it and they'd shoot like the little scroll bar arrows and stuff. Yeah. It was a great spray.
I honestly can't believe that they earned $2 million for this game. I see the appeal to it, obviously, but...
A lot of it, people troll with their money. Like, somebody wanted to make a garden salad and he got like $45,000 to make a tuna salad or something like that. So people just troll. Just like,
wow.
You know, yeah, it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. If it's funny enough, I guess it doesn't hurt just throwing a dollar, but those dollars add up.
And should we judge? I mean, it doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, I mean, here's the shot of the gameplay that I was looking at. So it looks like that turn-based tactics type game, grid-based.
I mean, it doesn't look good either.
It doesn't look good. No. And the thing about Mass Effect relationships is that it was slowly developed and it was actually kind of realistic.
No, this goes right to
whereas this one is straight up a dating sim. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know.
Illegal sex.
We should go through these.
It bothers Bobby. Me. That I mean, I understand.
Let's read one of those characters.
Okay. Well, let's read about the illegal sex bot.
Okay.
It bothers me that you kind of compared it with Mass Effect.
I mean, that's a great marketing tactic, though, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what a lot of people do.
You didn't complain when we said Halo with Portal.
I know.
But this has tits in it, so it changes that.
Well, how about World War Z and Left 4 Dead?
Well, no. Okay. No. Halo and Portal, in terms of gameplay, this is not going to be Mass Effect gameplay. Because, first off, it's turn-based combat, and then the interactions you have are probably going to be, like, straight-up dating sim. And And it's disingenuous, dating sims conversations generally. Whereas Mass Effect relationships were, like... Dude. See,
this game has no integrity. I think that's the problem here.
So, what's it say, Bobby?
Your ship's loyal mainframe android that is happy to serve you in every desirable way. She maintains your ship, can translate thousands of alien languages, and is even bro enough to delete your embarrassing HoloNet searches.
That's funny.
Okay, that was Demi, the illegal sex bot.
Mm-hmm.
Lily, renegade doctor.
Oh, yeah, because so many doctors go out renegade.
Wow. Do you think guys actually get boners off these games?
Yeah, of course. Sure, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're saying you don't have a boner right now watching all these previews?
No, I think it actually went in.
Yeah.
I'm more like on your side right now.
Yeah, it seems a little cheap and desperate, but...
Yeah.
Hey, they made more money than we have ever made.
But now they have to make a game. And you know what happens so many times with Kickstarters? They make a game, it comes out, and then it's a big disappointment.
They've already made
their
money.
But then they make so much money. Mm-hmm. So much money.
They can cash out whenever they want, right?
But it's happened quite a few times. Yeah, I don't think they have any loyalty to the, like, any obligation to produce something. But it's happened so many times where people have just made more money than they expected, and they couldn't. Like, people figure, okay, well, you made $2 million on this. We're expecting a $2 million game. They're like, no, I'm not capable of making that kind of game. I thought I'd just raise this amount of money on the game. Right. You know, so that's happened before. What do we got up there?
Fast just giving us some biddies.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Fast. 500 biddies.
Awesome.
All right.
How much is 500 biddies?
$5.
$5.
Cheap ass.
Yeah, take it back.
I don't think it's $5?
I'm joking. Thanks, man. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
It's a penny each, I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got biddies.
Let's see. Next up is Black Sad, recommended by Discreet Creep. Okay, so this game is called Black Sad Under the Skin. This game confused me a little bit. So it's like a detective adventure game with anthropomorphic animals.
Wait, who?
Anthropomorphic means like animals.
They're human-like animals, okay. Walking around, solving crimes, being detectives.
Roger the Rabbit kind of
stuff. But it's not played up for comedy. Like, this is totally straight up 1950s detective. Yeah. So.
Well, like a BoJack
Horseman. Right?
Yeah, it kind of looks BoJack Horseman here. Yeah. But again, like, not played for comedy. Very weird. This game comes out in September 2019, so we got a little while. No price on that yet.
Furries are going to gobble this up.
Mm. More boners.
Wow. What sells? I don't know. What makes you grow a boner?
This is,
let's do it.
It's different. That's what I like about this. It's like, I never saw this one coming.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, the graphics look cool.
It looks really neat. It does.
Yeah, it looks well done.
So this is all dependent on how good the story is and the acting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, also from Discreet Creep, Fade to Silence. Mm. This is... Which one was this? Oh, this was a crafting survival game set in a frozen, an area that is permanently frozen.
Man, I'm getting vibes of, what's the one, Bobby? The other one, crafting survival in the frozen.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Long Dark.
The Long Dark. Yeah.
But that one actually had, for a crafting survival game, that one actually had... like a narrative. Like, you go to one area, there's part of a story there, then you go to another area. It wasn't just like, here's your area, open world, you know, do what you want.
This is an action RPG.
Combat in it. Yeah. There's some dark nether-like creatures.
It looks
creatures.
Like some like Sega Dreamcast type game. Like those like Japanese
survival base building.
Hmm. Oh, base
what
building.
Doesn't this game have?
This looks fun. And Jiggly you can actually cities. Team up with a friend. And that's Furbies. Cool.
Yeah.
The co-op. The combat looks a little bit like what you might expect with Dark Souls, but maybe not as challenging. A little bit more arcadey.
Yeah, more arcadey.
You like Sekiro? Sekiro.
So this game's $40. It came out April 30th. It's very recent. Mixed reviews.
Hmm. Just by looking at it, I'm kind of mixed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for $40.
I'm pretty mixed.
Open Critic, it's 58.
Hmm. It's kind of tough, you know, when a small developer reaches so far. Usually they don't get where they need to go or want to get.
Yeah. All right. That wraps it up for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we did play this week.
You're up.
I'm up.
Yep.
All right. So I played some Division, but there's not really anything new to talk about there. Although I did put out a request to join the DLG clan on Division.
What?
Are we going to let them in?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I noticed when I applied, it said 43 out of 50, so spots are limited, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're 43 in our clan?
It said 43 out of... hopefully it was the right DLG. Or no, it was DL Gaming. It had the Illuminati eye.
Yeah, Illuminati. Right. Yeah. That's ours.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully I make the cut here. but I did. I took a little recommendation here. I played the game that Days had recommended last week, Burning Daylight. And I recommend you all play it, too, so we can have a larger conversation about this. This game is only 40 minutes long, 40, 45 minutes. It's free. And, you know, I'm always suspicious of those free games. But this game was made by about a dozen students in Denmark, I believe. So it's kind of one of those project games. Very poorly optimized. This game did not run very well. It even like stuttered and choked at certain parts, and it's not a graphically intense game. The graphics actually aren't that good, but they do a really good job of disguising it with these hazy colors and with this shallow depth of field at a lot of different parts. And the camera you can't control too, and I think that was a really smart decision. So when you go into the different areas, the camera moves into different areas and zooms out, pans over, like all these different movements that gives it a more cinematic feel and also draws your attention to what you should be looking at.
Right.
Like, it was very well presented. And this game is, what I like the most about it is I don't really know what this game's about. I have ideas, and that's what I'd love to discuss next week if you guys play it. But it's a very vague game. It's almost one of those games that is more open to your own interpretation, like what the meaning is.
That's why you want to have a book club about it. That makes sense.
Yeah, let's do it. But I would love, before I explain what I think, I'd like to hear what you guys think about it. Because you start out, okay, first of all, there's a lot of dong in this game too. I know Emilio was complaining about how there's not enough male frontal nudity these days.
Yes.
This game has it in spades.
They're listening.
And as you go through this game, you find articles of clothing, and the last article of clothing you find is your pants. So you've got like shoes, a jacket, you got headgear on, and like, oh, finally there's some pants. Like, we're almost done with the game and you finally cover it up. But you start out as this weird human-like creature just like in a factory, and I guess you're trying to find out what's going on, and you just travel throughout this universe and eventually reach an end to a very, very confusing end, and it's just kind of open to what you think it's about, what meaning you think.
Is it a walking simulator? What type of game like elements does this have?
Walking simulator, a couple puzzles, but extremely light puzzles. Okay. Like not even, I don't even know if they qualify as puzzles, but 40 minutes, perfect length for a game like this.
Smash cut to me fucking Googling, how do you get past the... What was I going to say? I don't know. It looked cool the first time, so I'll try it out.
40 Hopefully minutes. I have enough time. Play it. Let's have a little round table about it next week.
I don't think it's poorly optimized, Bobby. It's actually perfectly optimized because they were installing fucking Bitcoin mining in the background while you were playing.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, probably.
Totally it.
By the way, did you guys see that fucking Bitcoin went up 400%?
Yeah, it's like a 5,000 or 6,000 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. There goes our graphics cards.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Let's see. Where are we at? Oh, that's all I played this week. So what's up with you guys?
I didn't know what to play today, so I loaded up Assassin's Creed Origins, and that was the game that originally made me upgrade because my 970 just was not cutting it at the time, and it was my CPU, everything. So I scrapped everything. You know, I upgraded last year sometime, but I never got back to it. And I'm not really a big Assassin's Creed guy, but man, this thing is fucking beautiful. I'm only about an hour in my new playthrough. Couple standout things for me right away was the exploration mode. When I went into a tomb, it says, your exploration mode. You pull out a torch, and next thing you know, it feels like a Indiana Jones. There's no combat in there, but it turns into puzzles and exploration, and it just looks all great, man. Like, you're looking for little clues to like where you can get through. That was really cool. It's a very small part of the game so far, but I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the next tomb. Combat is what it, you know. I'm not a big first third person guy, but everything else, I don't know, more on this next week if I continue to play it. I think I will, because I wanted another big game, a
You're
big
using
grand adventure.
A controller to play this game, right?
No, I should maybe.
You're not?
No.
Really?
I never use a controller on these games.
I'm primarily going with my bow, so I'm getting headshots with, you know, while aiming.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would be able to do it that well.
I'm always battling. I'm just like up front.
Oh,
up front, close combat or just stealth.
Yeah. And have you played this game?
Yeah.
I like the bird,
like
you, too.
Like the first hour or 2 hours.
That was okay. So I'm specking into the bird, which is kind of like this overhead view that you get to do to like spot guys and all that. Mm-hmm. But you need to spec into that. And that's in the same line as the bow. So I'm going all bird, all bow. So we'll see how this goes.
The thing about these games is whenever I play them, they're so hard for me to play because I want to do everything.
Yeah.
I want to find everything. I want to do every little mission. I want to find every little...
And you end up doing almost none of it.
No, everything.
No, I know, but you don't finish it because you get
burnt out. So I got burnt out with the last one I played fully was
Black Flag?
Black Flag. That was the
last one.
Bobby
played that one all the way through.
It's a good one.
That was the best one up to then. And then I tried playing Unity. Wasn't feeling it.
Well, you can get Unity for free right now because of Notre Dame burned down.
Oh, thank you, Notre Dame, for burning down. no, I have this and I have fucking Odyssey. I have them. It's just, and I love these games from the beginning. It's just, fuck, man. I buy them
because
I'm like,
that's the problem, dude.
I'm going to get back into this game.
If you play completionist, you get burnt out before you can, if you were to just, but then it's hard to do that. But Mini, he somehow just stays on the main quest and finishes these things in like 2 hours.
No, I can't.
I know.
How do you do that?
He's obviously right because he beat the game and he saw the whole story and yours are sitting on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
So, but
that's, I mean, everybody plays games very much differently, but I can burn through just the main quest line generally.
No, none of us can.
Because it's like you're supposed to really experience the game.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter if you just make it from point A to point B. It's like...
But like at least do some of them, right?
Yeah, they put these hidden gems into video games and side quests. And when you do side quests, you generally open up not just more of the story and or character development, but you might, you know... grow your character into a more powerful thing, and it gives you an advantage over other elements in the game. At least that's why I like being very thorough.
Same.
You know, you get that extra special piece of equipment or even just like an extra move that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten. Like I couldn't imagine trying to play God of War just burning through the main quest line because I wouldn't even be strong enough.
Did you finish it?
No, I didn't.
That's my only point. I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong. You just play the way you want to.
I'm sorry I got dumped and didn't have a PS4 anymore.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Touchy subject. Double touchy.
That's why Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is the perfect game because you could do all the side shit
and still beat
the game in 8 hours.
What? We need to pause everything. Do you see what I see? And it's not displaying.
Did that miss?
We have a fat fucking donation from Fastidious in Twitch. Right there. $100.
Oh, shit.
And it says,
thanks, Fast.
Please thin the moderator herd. Fast, thank you so much for the biddies and for the $100 that we were so... What were we busy talking about? What was distracting us from
He actually texted me and he's like, yo, dude, didn't you see the fucking donation? And I'm like, oh, the biddies? Fuck that.
Wow.
And then he texted back, the biddies.
Yeah, no, that's my bad, guys. That's over on my window, so I should
have. We can't see that.
We don't see that, Fast. We have no clue.
Only the Overlord gets to see that. He wasn't going to share that with us.
He was
going to
keep the money.
No, I actually saw it before she did, and I was finding a good way to insert that. I was waiting until we had a natural pause, but you know, Chi, I liked how you did it.
I was like, yeah, stop everything. Thank you.
We need like a bell or a thing to crank or.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Bobby wants something.
Or at least like something on a like
all right,
a
whatever we're going to make today.
You
can crank this.
If we could get the crank to be horizontal, it'd be even better, like right against the wall.
Yikes. All right. We do appreciate that.
Thank you.
We didn't talk about it at the top of the show, but we're going to get a new overlay hopefully by next week.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you guys a sneak preview here. Bam. What's up with that? See us a little bit.
What do you guys think? Twitch chat.
But we're going to make it pretty.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to clean it up a little bit. We probably aren't going to use this one, but we're thinking something like this.
Yeah.
See a little bit more of us, a little less of the studio, but I don't know. I think it's an improvement.
Yeah,
they like
the fact that you can actually see our face and our facial expressions as we're talking to
them. We realized there was a lot of things in there we don't need at all. So we're just putting it for all the important stuff. What's next, Bob?
Risk of Rain.
So, man, it's just like, I don't know. I keep coming back with a different review. I am fucking, I don't know if I'm addicted right now, but at certain points this week, I was completely addicted. I made it played 15 to 20 hours this week alone.
You did that like in one day. You were online all fucking day.
Yeah, dude.
Shit. And you were just like cracked out. Hey, guys. Do you
anybody want to play? Anybody want to play?
Hey, gnarly. Yeah. Hey, like every fucking chat he was on, just putting like at everyone. Yo. You guys want to play with me? Huh? You guys?
You got any of that Risk of Rain too?
Is this the game you were playing with Chad at all?
Yeah. So Chad came in and I was like, dude, you got to buy this. So he bought it and we played it and we had an epic run. Dude, we went 2 hours straight without losing.
I know.
Just me and him.
I was there and I left because I was like, fuck this. I was waiting to get in.
Like three people came in and they're like, oh, as soon as that run's over, and they would just leave because, you know, we were just going for too long. And we got to the point where we just gave up. Like you can sacrifice your run for some rewards. So that's what we ended up doing because it just kept going and going. We had such an epic run.
Is that what we accidentally did last time?
We did it on accident.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that unlocks a character.
Yeah.
That unlocks a character for you, and it gives you 5 lunar coins, which are really rare. So it's like kind of worth it, especially if you got
the lunar coins stay?
Yeah, they're persistent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. So just really enjoying it. A lot of it is, you know, playing with other people, starting to learn the characters, starting to learn what builds you should go with, what you should be. Not that, you know, it's all random generated, but there are little things that you could do to try to steer your character in one direction over another.
So question.
Yeah.
How does because I've noticed there's easy, normal, and then hard, but eventually the game progresses to get harder. Is there a difference between the settings or do you just start in like automatically in hard?
No, I thought so too, but no. Basically, easy is just always easier. Medium's always medium all the way through, even at mode.
Okay.
And then hard is always hard.
Are there any benefits to playing at those different
difficulty levels? That's the weird thing. Zero. It's literally just
bragging rights.
Let's make it harder for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. And the other thing too is like if you play on easy and you know what you're doing, you're not going to start having fun for like 25 minutes before it starts getting like going because it's just so easy and so slow. So starting at medium is like a nice point. And, you know, even starting on hard isn't really that hard, but the RNG has a lot to do with it as well. Anyway, really enjoying it. I can't believe that, you know, just a few games already. I forget what the other one is, but, you know, I kind of give it like a shit review, but then I really put some time in and it wins me over.
With the combat, are you using mouse and keyboard with us too?
Yeah, I think everybody is. Oh, and except for Fest.
He's fucking weird.
Do you have a crosshair or is
yeah, just a reticle?
Okay.
And the crazy thing about this and what makes it so fun is the craziness. Like every level is a little bit harder than the other, and you're building your character, and it's a race between the enemies and you, and trying to see if you can farm. You're trying to out farm the natural progression of the difficulty. So just farm, fight. You get to a point where the first boss of the first levels is just trash mobs at the end level. So every single bad guy is a boss that can one shot you, and it's just like chaos. Yeah, there's somebody talking yesterday. Gnarly, I think he has a 2080 Ti. And he was getting like 10 frames a second because there was just so much shit going on. You have to turn off other people's damage, and eventually you have to turn off your own damage because there's just too many numbers.
Mm.
Well, I got some great news here. Apparently, Fastidious just gifted me a copy of Risk of Rain 2.
Oh!
Super excited about that. You know, they say I heard the greatest quote ever one time, and I can't remember who said it, but they say the greatest gift is to get someone something that they want but would never buy for themselves, and that's exactly what this game is. Yeah. Like, I really want to play this, but I don't think I would have bought it by myself.
Dude, so I would definitely check this out. I really want Mortal Kombat 11. But I'm not gonna.
Oh my gosh!
Throwing that out there. I'll fight you.
That's fantastic. I have.
What's something I really need but would never buy for? Oh, herpes medication.
Wow!
If you could stand in that line, that'd be good.
Everyone has herpes though.
Yeah, I know, but only some of us use medication. Some of them.
That's awesome. All right, I will definitely be playing this, and I will hopefully be playing it with you guys too. It doesn't seem like people are burning out on this. It seems to be the most played game on our Discord right now.
You don't get burnt out.
It has a nice little roadmap, And, you know, we're getting a new character here pretty soon. And they say that they're going to put a last boss in the game, too. So maybe you don't play for 2 hours straight, you know?
It looks like a lot of fun. I think I'd enjoy playing a game like this, but it is one of those things where I'm not just saying this, but I honestly don't feel like I would ever put money towards this game.
Yeah.
Even though I know it'd be fun, but.
What is it, $20?
I don't know. Fastidious bought it for me too.
Yeah, $20. Yeah. It's a good price for a game like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even the first Risk of Rain was good, but it wasn't my type of genre. It was that platformer.
Platformer 2D.
And I just 2D. Couldn't get on board with that. And that game, the first Risk of Rain, was very popular too.
Bobby, can you click on the PC Gamer roadmap, Risk of Rain 2?
Are Where's you able to do at? That? Over in the chat.
On Fastidious.
Switch. Oh, I see.
It's kind of crazy, but some of the games that I love and or like the most... come virtually at no cost and or free. Like Apex was free.
Yeah.
And before then, well... CSGO is free now. And there's another game that I play the crap out of that's like no cost. Dota, back in the day. Like all these games that I play generally are pretty free.
Spring 2020.
Yeah, so that would be...
replay value.
Oh, that's their 1.0 launch.
Final
so that's stage,
final boss. Okay.
New equipment. All kinds of stuff. But in June, we're supposed to be getting a new survivor, a new stage, a new boss, new items and equipment and more. Skills 2.0. Yeah, so they're just going to put a, you know.
It seems like a pretty realistic roadmap, especially since these guys have made games before. They know what to expect,
I
assume.
When you're in combat in Risk of Rain, does it compare to any other games? That like the feeling of combat, does it compare to any other titles that you've really played?
Well, it's kind of a wave survival game, right?
Yeah, obviously it won't feel like a lot of backtracking or anything like that. So
a lot of like running backwards and shooting, almost, and trying to like farm while you're shooting. That's just kind of how it is, and using all your abilities are on cooldowns, and trying to use combos to try to do as much damage as possible. But it really all the replay value comes from the RNG, right? It's a roguelike, so you're picking up like different kinds of abilities, and if you're working with your teammates. You know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if you find that, you'll call them over and like, hey, and you can ping. And so that's really nice.
Yeah, or someone can be a dick and steal everything.
Yeah, Fastidious, dude. As much as he gives this game away, he will steal your loot every time. Every time.
So he needs to just like make literally, off of
you know what he's doing?
Else.
That's why he's buying it.
Yeah, he's playing the meta game, dude. He's giving it out so he can steal more loot.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
He's gifting these games for his own benefit.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Forager.
Oh, man. This game is cute. It's fun. I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. It's... What do you call this kind of game?
Fuck, man. It's like we don't have to go over it again. I guess last week we kind of did. We mentioned the 50 games and has a little bit of 50 games in it.
Yeah, it's a fucking mashup of just fucking everything. It's neat, though. It's your little character going to go up to level 64, 64 skill points. There's, like, really cool random treasures. There's dungeons. There's, like, I think there's 4 big dungeons. There's a roadmap for it, too, on the actual game, which is going to add, like, a farming mode, like a actual Stardew Valley-type farming mode.
Cool.
They should add a co-op on this. That would be really neat.
At its core, I guess it's a crafting survival.
Yeah.
But it has a lot. It takes a lot from a lot of different games.
It's so much.
A little bit of Zelda in there. A little bit of like Binding of Isaac. A little bit of just a lot of everything.
It's very fun.
I was playing it for about 5 minutes and I could already see like, oh, I got to do that. It gives you so many little tasks that are easy to do.
Yeah.
But you can lose yourself, right? And that's what happens.
What's the premise of everything that you're doing in this game? Like what's the
story? I don't know what the fuck's happening.
There's no story.
You just start. You just go.
And then you just explore.
Look at the heart containers. Yeah, like you just start.
So are you building up a base or anything?
So
like
you're leveling up. As you level up, you can buy more land. When you can buy more land, there's more. Each little island gives you enemies. An island may spawn. Each island is random. They don't all look the same. They can have a dungeon on it, or they can have like actual NPCs on there that give you quests. And you start farming. You actually you start getting like a forge. You start from a forge to like a furnace and a sewing machine. And you get to the point where you start building factories and you start building plastic. The dungeons get really like crazy, where like you go into a dungeon and you're fighting three guys in per room, to where like you're fighting like 1,000 guys in one room.
How far are you, do you think you're from beating this? It sounds like you're pretty far along.
I'm barely level 24.
Oh, okay. How do you know that there's 64?
Beat it.
64 levels?
Yeah. There's four dungeons, gee, I imagine, when you beat the fourth one. I'm guessing.
But I don't think it ends. I don't think it ends.
Are there any NPCs? Are you all by yourself, or do you talk to people?
Yeah, there's people there that give you quests, so randomly. Buy these, the lands, like the little islands. Yeah, dude, you start building a lot, man. You got these huge-ass windmills.
I would love connecting. A game like this, just because resource management is a
thing. Yeah, so and
that's what this is, a lot of it.
And here's the thing that pisses me off and gets me, like, all fuck. Like, I just want to keep going, is... The trees and like the iron and the gold, it doesn't stop spawning. So you see it and you just want to destroy it, and you just keep going, and like so like, or like I would clean up an island, I get all the wood, all the berries, all whatever, you know, just basic shit. You know, there's more to it. And then I'm about to go to the island, and a fucking tree just spawns. And I'm like, fuck this. So I, like, my...
What happens with the tree? Can you chop it down?
Yeah. So you go and you chop it down, get some wood. But I keep coming, like, you leave, you go to another island.
So
is it like having
a garden and the weeds just keep popping up?
They just keep popping up. And you want the resources, right? But then you get to the point where you leave an island for a while, you come back, and the whole island is just trees. You can't even move through it. And you want to get to, like, at least a part of it, or get to the other side.
It makes you do extra work after you've cleared an area and whatnot.
But it's neat, because, like, you start getting stronger weapons. So instead, it would take you, like, 10 hits to, like, destroy a tree.
Maybe you need to build a nuke and just, like, annihilate those trees.
You start getting, like, your for instance, your shovel, instead of doing one plot of land, it does, like, three, and just four, then it does, like...
That's very much Harvest Moon-esque, where you upgrade your weapons, and it does more to save you more time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's really neat. And then just adding the dungeons to her with little puzzles in there, which...
Can you build relationships with the NPCs in this game?
No, none of that. Mm. The NPCs are just kind of there. They'll give you a quest, and they'll give you some really special, like, you have...
Are you a boy or a girl? This little...
You're a thing. You're a little white
little
thing.
Box face.
That's pretty much it. But you can, like, you get skins.
You have a family?
You get skins.
Are you an orphan? Are you...
You get no backstory.
Are these NPCs your friends, or...
I think one of them is a rapist. What? And then... Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird fucking story. I don't know. But...
Are you serious? You're not even lying to me.
No, I'm lying. But, dope. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. There's a guy selling crack in the corner behind the dungeon.
What?
No, but, and then the dungeons have little puzzles, which I was like, this puzzle's like super basic and easy. I was like, fuck, I don't know what the fuck to do. And like, I YouTubed it.
Oh.
I couldn't. I don't know what the fuck happened. I couldn't figure out that puzzle. And I'm like,
you gotta do that.
And I went on YouTube, and I didn't even watch the video. I just fast forward to that area, and I just saw like one little screenshot, and I was like, oh, that was it. That's all I fucking had to do.
Mm.
But I don't know. I bought it at 10 o'clock at night because I was like, I want to play them really quick just to get sleepy and pass out.
How late did you stay up?
Like 4 in the morning.
Wow. All right, this is a game
for me.
This is
going to be your shit.
I bet you anything. Yeah, I would love this game because I've been, considering the games I'm playing, I'm like, they're either completely high intensity, super sweaty, try hard, and or fucking Twitch sings, which is a whole other fucking... league of its own in terms of the shit that I'm doing on there. But I can't tell you how many people have added me on Discord and said, Chi, thank you for introducing Twitch things into my life because I'm having the best fucking time with it. And then my point, like the last thing I ever did with Twitch things, I basically just, not rage quit, but I was like, oh my God, I can't.
How do you rage quit?
High tension. I didn't rage quit. I integrity quit. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I started off Twitch Sings in my normal clothing. I had jeans on. I had a plain sweater. And then all of a sudden I changed, not on camera, obviously. Oh. And then I was singing my favorite song, which is Use Me by Bill Withers. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to sing a classy song like this, I gotta be a classy lady. So I like put on my little black dress, and all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, Sir Mix-a-Lot, let's fucking do this. And I put on my fucking, like, I put on a fur coat. I had like fucking glitter tits and like glitter crotch, and then I was like, what the fuck? And then like I was like, it's only been 2 hours. Yeah, I'm like, it's only been 2 hours, and I'm fucking duetting with Darth Vader, and I was like, I can't do this. I don't even know who I am anymore.
She's trying to fight the Asian part of her
like,
so bad.
Karaoke. I have a clip on there that I have over 100 something views on, where is I was backlashing at someone who made fun of my singing, and I was singing Mulan, and I literally, like, while he was singing, took out a stick.
Was he like, you just honored our race or
like,
something?
I mean, I'm pretty good with the bow staff. No, but like literally like flung the stick around, and I was like, who am I anymore? This isn't gaming. This is me, you know, like
but
drunk on karaoke.
Fun, you're having fun.
Literally drunk on karaoke. I was having fun, but then I realized, what am I doing? I need to sit my ass down and play some Counter-Strike, and that's what I did.
Can you local co-op the singing part? I know that
you can
duet with randos, but can you duet with somebody just sitting next to you?
Everything is a pre-recording.
Do you want to share a mic with me, Amelia?
That's what I was getting at.
We can get really close to it.
Mm-hmm. We can share it in between us.
But no, it's awesome that so many people are jumping into it and having their own weird fucking experiences with it. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it's completely free. Go find anyone, not just me, but you could duet with some big time streamers. You could duet with like super silly people, or even like, you know, like go duet with Days or anyone else like that.
And not real time. That's the cool
it's not
part
real
about
time,
it.
Yeah.
So you're
it's almost like, if you don't like your replay, you could delete it.
Mm-hmm. It's almost playing like a Mario Kart where you drive against somebody else's ghost. It's like the same thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, their track time. All right, let's move on. I swear we've talked so much about Forager.
Yeah, we have. Let's see. PUBG is on the list.
Yeah.
Who? You?
It's fun again. I don't know what the fuck, dude. It's so much fun again. They've updated so much in the game where I just started. I went on and I'm like, oh, it's PUBG. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this gun? What the fuck does this do? What's going on here? What's going on there? It's just.
Wait, like what, though? What were these things that were popping up that you had?
A lot of new items. The game actually runs smooth, which is like the main thing.
There's probably not many hackers.
There's no hackers on Apex. Because they're not making money off it anymore. So
yeah,
but it was
that map is sick, right?
I believe you though.
The map's really nice.
I actually believe you. I might actually try it out with you.
Then they're actually redoing the first map, Erangel. They're kind of adding all the more because all the higher
textures.
No, not the textures. Just because all the new maps has like really good places to like cover like, you know, and Erangel has a lot of open area.
Yeah.
And they're going to fix that. So they're going to redo that. But all the new weapons are really neat. Mm-hmm. And they've changed a lot of the ammo stuff too, where like other guns are using different ammo. But and then they added this what was it called? But your guns level up and you can
progression?
Yeah.
As you get kills?
As you get killed with your weapons.
But what do you get?
Only per game?
You get perks
or
on them or something.
Per game
in
general?
But not like per game.
Okay, good.
Oh, per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like they start to level up, but I think you just get something really whatever from it. But it, I don't know yet.
What type of level ups? Is it like better recoil control?
That's what I'm not sure because I'm still novice in all my guns. And we played a bunch of games and I'm still novice. Because
you probably have to kill people too.
No.
Did you get any chicken dinners?
We got one. We got only one. Okay.
And you're playing with Daniel?
How long were you playing with?
You're playing with Daniel?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but then we got Beef playing. So that's that just fucks shit up.
You mean Bullet Shield McGee?
Admiral Deadweight?
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Damn.
There you go again.
Anyways. No, it's just it's neat. Since there's so many new weapons, I want to use every weapon.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why you're not progressing.
Yeah.
How about performance? Does it actually?
Yeah, it runs smooth. I'm actually, my FPS are actually over.
It's not crashing.
I'm running on 1440p.
Like
I haven't crashed a single time yet. Ultra everything, and I'm running like 120. FPS.
I remember when PUBG was just really hitting it off. And I
have a GTX 1080. I don't even have like the craziest.
A big issue was just like the weird disconnections and.
But you know what I missed about it?
Miscellaneous bugs.
You can't talk shit in the waiting room anymore. That was like the best part.
That really was.
That was the best part.
It was fun.
And then you can't shoot.
I want them to open up some type of modification. A community modification where you can join servers where it is open mic or if like a death mic. Death mics are fun. Toxic as fuck, but fun.
What's death mic?
It's when you kill somebody and you have like a 3 second window to talk all the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you just heard them like talking shit to you and you talk shit back. It was awesome.
That or it's one way only, which is
this
probably
game has
worked.
Had such a weird past. It was new and weird and good, and then it was bad.
And then it
got kind of good again, and then bad.
It founded the genre, right? I mean, there were other games that did the battle royale before it, but this one really
was the battle royale.
Yeah, this one really put it on the map.
It was the best game that year, man. It was game of the year.
Yeah, I gave it. Game of
it was a lot of fun to play. I loved PUBG.
It's because
she took me to my first chicken dinner.
Nice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I remember I got
a chicken dinner right before, not a chicken dinner, but I played Apex. Lately, I've been jumping into other people's Twitch streams, seeing what they're playing and just kind of like jumping in and playing with them. Apex was one of them today. And I was like, I'll play a couple games. And then,
did you have fun?
Yeah, I got a champ game before coming in.
Nice.
Yeah. And the game's still a lot of fun.
Have you guys ever seen Shroud move around with Pathfinder? Just his mobility.
No, I haven't.
But Shroud is just amazing.
It's fucking stupid what he's doing. It's like he's Spider-Man. Like he, I don't know. Just check out Shroud mobility. He's like I said, it's just, he's Spider-Maning around and landing behind them and just shooting them in the
just
back.
Just watching him at any time. He does some impressive shit.
Yeah. But I've noticed people are back in PUBG. I've noticed there's less people on Apex. I don't know what's going on.
Bobby, I mentioned this documentary to you. This is the documentary about For Honor. The making of For Honor. I don't know. It's called Playing Hard. I wouldn't say it's a good documentary. Per se. But it's just like what you said, Bobby. Like every game is super hard to make. The lead designer fucking took a sabbatical. Like he had to go at it. They called it like an extreme respite or something. You know, he went somewhere. Probably like to go talk to some people. The creative designer, the first guy, that guy you see with the beard and all, said he's wanted to make For Honor since he was like 10, and he could never get anybody to make it for him or with him. And, you know, he has so much passion. He's definitely like very eccentric. And you could tell that he's the real artist here and so passionate about the whole thing. But as the production goes in and more money goes out, the artist kind of gets pushed and pushed and pushed to the point where I don't think he was invited to the unveiling, like the official round launch release.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't like that they didn't talk about how it didn't do well after the initial release. They talk about like the first 2 weeks, they sold 3.2 million copies. It did really well. It did better than I thought it had. But you know, they had all those connection issues and doesn't even talk about any of that.
It's always weird with documentaries because there's many varying degrees from like cinema verite, fly on the wall, to like where there's a lot of authorship on them. And sometimes you can tell that they try to curve the story into like a climax. They always did this on that show with the angry cook. What was his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Gordon
Hell's
Ramsay.
Kitchen. Yeah.
Ramsay.
He had that show where he'd go to like a restaurant and he'd tell them how to fix it up.
God, I love Gordon Ramsay.
Kitchen Nightmare.
Yeah. But they always, you could tell they always just filmed and edited it in a way that it always had like that three act structure to fit in. Right. And I see that with some documentaries where they, it looks like they're not being entirely truthful. But that might be interesting. How long is this documentary?
Hour 20?
Hour 30.
Hour
right
30
there.
Minutes? Okay, not bad. Playing Hard, yeah. I might check that out.
Yeah, you know, this seems like a lot of it's in French, too. So you got to read French subtitles. Developers. That's probably, I probably didn't get the full story because I was looking fucking playing Villagers or Islanders. Mm-hmm. And here we go.
And subtitles.
Here we go. My homework last week, it was Islanders. It was instantly appealing to us. Look at it. It's pretty. I don't play City Builders at all. So, because I don't like micromanaging, and this has no micromanaging at all. You know, it was funny that I made the joke that in...
Is it even a city builder?
Definitely. I made the joke that, like, in SimCity, you can't put certain buildings next to certain buildings because, like, you know, it just doesn't make sense for your city. Mm-hmm. That's the only mechanic in this game. That and, like, fitting together, like... So, if you see right there, obviously, the... what do you call it? The lumberjack gets points if you put him near trees, right? Mm-hmm. But then... Let's say somebody who lives in a hut, not a house, a hut. He doesn't like to be around the industry at all. A guy in a hut likes to live like by himself, kind of in the wind, mm-hmm. but also wants to be able to get food or whatever. So you got to put him near the city, but not where the work's being done. And then so
this is like People Pleaser Simulator.
Well, it all makes sense. You have houses, you have mansions, you have huts. And then, like, so the circus, right? Eventually you get a circus. People in mansions don't care about fucking circus. People in houses do.
You can't put a circus in the hood.
No, you're supposed to.
I was just kidding.
They want it in the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just, like, interactions between the buildings is uh-huh. the only mechanic. The UI is great. It handles really good. Mm-hmm. It's just a relaxing puzzle game.
Okay, it's that's what I was wondering. It's a puzzle game. Each island is like makes a certain amount of points, and mm-hmm. then continue
to
the next.
Move on to the next island.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Island takes about it's not a 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Where would you put the charging stations for Teslas?
I played a game like this.
on these islands. Are there even vehicles?
There's no roads.
It's not really a city builder. I mean, it kind of is, but
no. I played a puzzle game like this on my phone.
It's a very pretty puzzle game, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you're building cities, so it's hard to say.
Do you see little people or little cars or
nothing?
Things? No, it's just the buildings, strictly the buildings.
Yep. There's not
and it
even
looks like you're trying to build up your score in order to beat the stage. It's almost like a, honestly, it's like Polybridge, but with a city building.
I mean,
it's like you have to figure
the
out the
graphics are like Polybridge. Yeah.
Yeah. The graphics are like Polybridge. And on top of that, it's all about just like, hey, what, like, how can I put this together and make it work?
Yeah, exactly. How can I make
it
work?
Do you fail often?
Eventually.
It's cute.
Yeah, $5. Eventually, you are going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to get to the point where you don't make enough points to progress to the next island. That's what I don't like. Maybe if there's one thing I don't like about this game, you have to start back on island one every single time. There's no progression at all. You can't, even though I've made it to the seventh island, I have to start all the way over. But
wait, what?
I've put, if you lose...
No. I got it. I said, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's my reaction.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sucks.
You don't have to explain it to me again.
Okay, Flying Hawaiian just name drop Black and White PC 2006. Here's the thing about Black and White. I want this to be Black and White, but and White was so much more elaborate than what this is.
But
no, don't do it, Bobby. Don't look it up. Don't Google it. No. It will break my heart because they will never
She always wants
the
game to be something it's not. Yeah. It's funny.
I want it to be
Left 4 Dead.
I gotta slap my monkey around in Black and White.
You slap my monkey around.
Stop. You know, like seriously, like Black and PC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You guys don't know what it is.
And you could pick up. Pick up villagers, and you can make them Keith, and or just like literally throw a villager and another villager, and you can like have them procreate, and like you could see them go into their huts, and like, and then like. And then your village will grow. And look, that's an angry monkey right there. Like either you can make your pets evil or good.
Yeah.
So, and if your pet monkey shits where he's not supposed to shit, you could pick up the shit and throw it at his face and then slap him. Like you train like your god pet in this game. So and it's so much fun.
It's a god sim where you get a pet. And the pet is like a...
The pet is just a portion of the game. There's so much you can do.
It's like, what do you call it? Like King Kong. And so, you know, you're trying to make them happy. Or you don't have to make them happy, actually. You can be a terrible
guy.
Damn,
the game looks like every, like, game right now is coming out.
Black and White is so amazing. Yeah, I would honestly just go back and play it. If there's a way for me to find this game and play it, I will play this game.
I bet GOG has it. I guarantee it.
Yeah. You're literally just a godsend. You're building up a village. Yeah,
yeah, and the little guy floating.
There's mm-hmm. little hidden secrets, everything. and then you compete with other villages. and you could literally throw rocks at other towns and then like go to war with other gods.
And or just pick up a villager and just throw them across the ocean.
You could do anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could do anything. You're God's hand, dude.
What?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really black cool. And nothing comes out. Like
you could be racist. Evil and torture your worshippers, or you could be good and like it's good because it's like they're like Paragon Renegade. It's when I really felt like they were. It's one of the games where your decisions actually change how the game is played.
I want to just throw cool. people.
What's up, Minnie?
What's up, Minnie?
Hi, Minnie. Welcome back.
So where are we going? So highly recommend for $5. I played this game so much. It's a very good game to do while you're doing other things because mm-hmm. you don't even have to pause. There's no
time constraint.
Not anything. At all. You could just take as much time as you want on every turn. Bobby, it's just nice and relaxing and chill.
Bobby, take it off, please. I want to...
She's going to start crying.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. It's hard to, like, watch it and then know I can't really play it. So
I guess I'm not making a good job of, like, finding the appeal. Just...
No.
No, it's fun.
I'm never going to play this ever.
The review homework's on coming up Steam, for you, dude. So super chill, super cool.
It's a $5 game. What do you expect for $5?
You did a good job, and it's never very
good.
To play this.
It's very good. Even for if I had paid $20, I would still be okay with it. I awesome. Really
bullshit.
Like it.
Yeah.
Your money's Shut worth. Your money's worth and more. That's yeah. awesome.
Really? Yeah.
As for homework, since I missed last week's episode, just due to bad timing, really.
You played Doom.
I played Doom, and it was a lot of fun. And I put it on Ultra Violence, which is the hardest if you're not playing Nightmare. I feel like Nightmare was really built for people who have already played through the game. So I figured I put it on Ultra Violence. I enjoy the game a lot because it's true to Doom itself and good shooters. It's fun because in the beginning I was struggling a lot. I was struggling with the overall gameplay mechanics. I mean, the combat mechanics. So it's more rewarding to get up in their face and do melee, like do the melee death kills so you can replenish.
Executions.
So you can replenish your ammo and your health. And it wasn't a choose your own combat style type of shooter.
Yeah,
like you have to.
Well,
it kind of forces
at that difficulty. You have to. Yeah,
it's like you're forced to really play a certain way. And they give you so many. And as you go through the game, you can level up. And after I did that, it kind of let me focus on. It let me focus on.
We just lost our stream, guys. Yeah, we're going to continue the podcast.
Yeah. So after playing Doom. And leveling up in it, it actually opened up the playstyle I prefer to play when it comes to shooters. So I like headshots. I like.
I don't remember leveling up at all. So you can level up what? I don't remember.
The different guns.
Yeah, you level up the guns. You get to choose. Type of features.
You can also level up your character. There's a perk system too, where you can mm-hmm. upgrade your character, like health. Stamina, you know, like the usual stuff.
And it's really interesting because all these upgrades are happening in the game and you come across them, like you come across a drone and it upgrades you. It's not like, oh, you finally killed enough people with your EXP, choose this or choose this tier.
It's just whenever you find
it. It's literally when you encounter the upgrades in the game, that's when you get them. It's a fun game. It's nonstop action. I was dying a lot, but now that I do have a couple upgrades in the right weapons and how I like to play, it's still challenging, but at the same time, it's more fun because I can actually kill things in the manner I prefer to kill things. At first, it was difficult
for me. You'd rather shoot them
up. At first, it was difficult for me because I was running out of ammo and I just had to do a sloppy, like slap them around, execute them. But outside of that though, But now that I'm progressing further in the game, it's progressively also becoming more fun.
Are you going to finish it?
Probably not. I don't see one. I probably not, but it's fun. That's just me and video games in general, but it's fun getting through it. Like I said, the fun factor is literally going up the further I get into the game. I am very frustrated when it comes to Doom, though, with the platforming. I don't like platforming.
Oh, the jumping sucks.
I don't like the platforming at all.
I agree.
And it's But I do like that it is challenging, and it does have like the core. I haven't played Doom since the original Doom. That was forever ago. But I still feel like while playing this newer one, there are little
like original Doom,
yeah, or the
one that came out afterwards, like the nice one.
No, original Doom, like classic Doom, Doom looked and felt like Duke Nukem, or vice versa. Doom.
Oh, I never played that one.
Yeah, old school Doom. So nonetheless, it was...
there's little throwbacks to it.
Yeah, lot of nostalgia, a lot of throwbacks. I don't really find the... for each stage that you go through, there's a set amount of like hidden items and or elite bosses that you can kill. And you get more perks by, you know... finding them all. I don't see the appeal to that. I just want to burn through this game.
I've heard
because the combat is fun, and the bosses are fun.
Or I've heard this shit's crazy in VR.
Oh, really? You can play this in VR? That's
the whole game's in full rear VR.
What?
No, it's not the full game. It's like a side. It's like its own little.
It's like its own contained mini version of it. But you also have to use the teleporting with the controller to get around to, which is a little awkward.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I will most likely continue to play this game because it is fun, but it's not a, I can't put this game down.
It's not that long.
Feeling.
It's not that long.
Yeah.
Six hours.
I would pick up this game and play it just for the sheer fact, knowing that I can
you
make
can
it
beat
to the
it
end
in one
and,
night.
Yeah. And actually enjoy a lot
she,
of it.
I find myself
getting lost a lot in this game too.
You didn't buy it, did you?
I think I own this game.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I played it off of Bobby's account. Nonetheless, I don't recall buying it, or maybe I bought it when it was on
discount.
Makes
me want to play. I'm watching this. Man, it looks great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I'm ready for Doom 2.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got Rage coming out, and I already paid for it, so that comes out in about a week and a half.
Yep.
There are times, too, where I'm like, okay, you know, what's... Like, I like that as you progress through the game, there's always, like, a different monster, and you surprise yourself even, like, how cool and how gory and how epic, like, some of the shit you're pulling off is.
And I don't know if you knew this, Chi, but, like, let's say the standard zombie or whatever, just, like, the guy that you always kill, there's probably, like, 8 ways to kill that guy.
Absolutely.
Depending on what you're looking at, like...
How you're maneuvering. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you grab him by the left leg, it's different from grabbing him from the right leg. Mm-hmm. Or if you get him from behind... Or if you get them from the top, they're all different.
No,
especially when you get them from behind.
Awesomeness. Yeah. I do love Doom for that reason. The thing is, though, it's like I know they give you all these different weapons, and it's very rewarding to do a lot of melee, but I am just such a traditional shooter that I'm not maybe optimizing the combat, but I am very much like pleased with
what gun do you like the most?
I do like the shotgun.
Yeah.
And then right now it's the combat rifle. Because it's easier to do headshots. Mm. So I start with the combat rifle, and then if shit gets like overwhelming,
crazy,
shotgun comes out.
I'll never forget the developer's description of this before it came out. He said, it's like Bruce Lee on a skateboard with a shotgun. I was like, and very rarely does like, oh yeah, obviously it's their job to sell this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you play it and you're like, oh yeah, I can see that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know the chainsaw is really cool, but like the way you use it, for me, it wasn't quick to melee enough. So it's not very rewarding to use the chainsaw.
Speaking of homework.
There's a leg with the melee.
We all have to do a little bit extra homework and think about who is coming up next week and then what we're going to give them. Because like
who?
It's Bobby's turn.
Right? I forgot.
Does anybody have an idea?
I think the choice has already been made. Risk of Rain, right? Yeah. Now, I don't know if we need
Wait,
to hear
coming,
more.
No, what do you mean by who's coming up next week? Oh, what? No. Bobby? Oh, okay. You're right.
Just keep going.
I thought you meant like physically somebody was coming up next week to come say like hang out with us.
No.
Who? Yeah.
So I'm going to... This is my vote. And you guys can turn this down because this is going to be around forever. I'm going to say he's never beat Skyrim, so I'm going to go ahead and say he has to play 3 hours
that's
of Skyrim.
That's too much homework.
Nah, that's nothing.
I say Risk of Rain.
Skyrim. Well, here's the deal, dude. I think I'm... we've talked about this before. I think I'm like 15 minutes away from beating Skyrim, because I'm right at a part where you meet a big, important dragon.
Parthenax.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, after Parthenax.
He's on a big snowy mountain. I know this is not very clear.
You're probably about an hour or two or
I don't
three.
Remember.
Yeah, does anybody know? How long until after you...
It's really hard to tell with Skyrim, because I spent a long time doing this weird little werewolf, like where you become a werewolf.
That's like the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think that's in the main quest line, is it? That's
you
totally
don't have to do it now.
Yeah.
But it's huge. It's a big.
Yeah, it's a big. It makes things a lot easier if you do.
Yeah.
So I've often thought about going back to Skyrim.
I maybe rescind my opinion.
No, risk of rain.
But no, but he's already going to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Oh.
Damn it.
How about you give him something chill, something cool? Like, it's kind of like what you played, you know, like a simple game that he can maybe, you know, squeeze into his very busy schedule.
No, Bobby needs intense. That's Bobby? What he needs.
Yeah, he doesn't need another fucking point and click.
How about another MOBA? How about we have him play League or Dota and just, you know.
No, that's going back
he's
to his.
Played, yeah. See, played this League is why Dota. We got to think of things. All right, let's keep going. And keep then going. Maybe right,
we'll come back
come
to it. We'll circle back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're on the news. Yeah, we're on the news. All right. So we're going to group these up because some of this news is very tightly related to each other. First up, Epic is acquiring Rocket League developer Psyonix. This was the first bit of news that came out. And then there was another article talking about how in response to this, Rocket League was review bombed on Steam. However, they have those anti-review bomb policies in place now, so it kind of stopped that a little bit. But yeah, so they clarified, people were concerned that it was going to leave Steam and go on Epic, but that's not the case. You can still buy it on Epic, still support it on Epic. Everything's going to be, Steam. Yeah. Everything's still going to be on Steam if that's where you choose to play this game, but it is now also going to be on Epic.
Well, I mean, I could have sworn I read the line that Psyonix CEO decided to move over to Epic completely out of respect. That's what I read, like, since they bought them. But yeah, they weren't forced to.
Yeah.
Do you have to move over?
Did to Epic? Well, I think I read a little bit of the article, and I think they had pretty close ties to Epic because some of the developers had worked on other Epic games. So,
right. If I hired you and you were on another podcast, I'd be very upset with you. You know what I mean?
What happened?
If I hired you full time,
mm-hmm.
right? I was like, oh, this guy's pretty talented, and I hired you full time, but yet you were moonlighting on another podcast about mm-hmm. PC gaming. I'm not going to be that cool with it.
Yeah.
Right? Even though I don't say, hey, Ray, you got to come over here. You're probably just going to come over here and forget that one anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you would hope.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't get all the Epic hate. They're doing good moves.
I seriously can give less a shit. I have like 50 launches on my computer.
Yeah. There was a certain point. At first, I fought it really bad. When the first other launchers came out, I was like, oh my God, I fucking hate this fucking bullshit.
Here's the thing. I find myself installing and uninstalling launchers. Like, I install them when I need them.
But why would you uninstall the launcher?
Yeah, keep the launcher. Just uninstall the games.
I don't know, because there's... I mean, why would I keep anything that I don't need?
It doesn't slow down.
Because Left 4 Dead 3 is on Epic.
Fuck off.
Well, Psyonix is located in San Diego, too, and they say they have 132 employees.
Jen says, of course it was a San Diego developer that bent the knee first.
Ooh.
Like all
there's not
two
many
of them
video
that we
game
have.
Developers out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's like
anyways.
Three. I think Sony has some people down here, Psyonix, and then
Rockstar.
Behemoth.
We have those little...
Oh, Rockstar has studios.
And those little
here.
Cute mm-hmm. toys, too. What are they
and
called?
High Moon.
PopCap. Pop.
Yeah.
High I've been Moon to that guy's here. House. I think I talked
That's
about
cool.
it.
That's cool.
He has a $12 million house on Coronado.
Wow. Of course.
Yeah, and he's building a compound in the back.
The house that Bejeweled built.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah. I don't know if that's even really news, though. It's like it's not leaving Steam, so who cares? Initially, I thought that
I
was the case.
I'm pretty sure it
says
it was.
For now.
How sure are you
Steam,
that it's not?
Dot, 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 for
okay,
now.
Okay, so this is the old article here. This was like from 5 or 6 days ago. But the new one, talking about it getting review bombed, like they came out and clarified a bunch of things. They said, don't worry, we're not taking it off of Steam. We're going to still support it.
Oh.
So.
Is there going to be cross-platform?
There is for consoles
no,
right
but
now,
like
isn't
Steam
there?
To Epic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there
Either
will
way,
be.
Good guy Steam, because the anti-bombing thing is working.
There's no good game that's
yeah,
on
so.
Platform.
Yeah.
Just Fortnite.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Claptrap. Claptrap has a new voice actor in Borderlands 3, and this is why. So if you read the article on PC Gamer, it talks a little bit about some back and forth between the guy who voiced Claptrap and Randy Pitchford of Gearbox, talking about So here's what I got from it. The guy who voiced Claptrap in all the other games, he was an executive there. He had a different position that he got paid pretty well for. And he just said, I'll do the voice for this just, you know, kind of as a goof, just to have some fun. But they didn't pay him. But, you know, he was on salary doing a much bigger, important, right, much more important job and getting paid very well for it. So now he doesn't have that job. He works for a different company. I think he's with Rooster Teeth now. And they wanted, he talked about doing the voice again, and he wanted to get paid for it. They offered him whatever the average salary is for a voice actor, and he turned it down.
Mm. Oh, that doesn't sound crazy. But I also heard he's hard to work with. But
it may be too. I mean, the guy's
hard like the whole time. No.
Yeah, so I don't know. There was a little bit of drama back and forth on Twitter there, but they got a new guy to do Claptrap. I wonder if I'll even be able to tell.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
There's so much effect on that voice because it's digitized, right?
Yeah.
He has a robotic voice, so it's probably going to be very similar.
It's unfortunate, though.
Yeah, it was a great character. Probably the best character in Borderlands.
Yeah. I mean, Handsome Jack was pretty popular, too, but really Claptrap was kind of the heart and soul of that game. Yeah.
Poster child, poster robot.
Yeah. Okay.
Who doesn't love a Claptrap?
Poster trash can.
This is funny that this comes up,
too. Horrible.
Poster trash can.
Yeah. He looks like a trash can.
Oh, yeah, he does.
No one wants the clap.
Who, wait, trap. How many children since Borderlands release are named Claptrap now, though?
Zero.
Zero.
No, I bet you anything.
I think
why would you want to call someone an STD?
Maybe
trap?
A middle name, like Billy Claptrap Jameson.
I don't even think you could name your dog Claptrap.
I don't think anyone wants to clap, dude. It's just wrong.
Yep, in their life.
Yeah. Mm.
But there was some other drama regarding voice acting in Borderlands. So, Nolan?
Yeah.
What was the name of the guy?
Ryan?
Ryan Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
He's the guy who wins all the awards every year.
Nolan North.
Nolan North. It? Yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah. He was not doing a voice for that, and people were kind of asking why, and he said, I never got offered that role. And then Gearbox said, oh yeah, we offered it to him. And then he came out again and said, definitely wasn't offered that. So, you know, who knows?
Well, he probably commands quite the...
Could be. And, you know, a lot of times people aren't speaking directly. They're speaking through their their agents or whatever. So
what's that called, Bobby? Like your flat rate that you check, like, you know, fucking
your
Tom
going
Cruise's.
Rate?
Yeah, it's like 20 million. I don't know. I forget what it is. Mm.
Tom Cruise is probably more than 20 million, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so we got a lot of Star Wars news here. EA adds 12 Star Wars games to Origin Access, including the original Battlefront 2. Not only is EA doing this, but Discord is doing this as well. If you have Discord Nitro, I guess you get some free games with that, and they've added a bunch of LucasArts games, too.
I feel like Disney just said, you know, at a certain point, THQ just gave, or no, mm-hmm. Warhammer just gave their license to everybody. Well, that was to make games, but this is, like, very similar. I feel like Disney just loosened up the reins on who could sell what.
These are very old games. The newest thing on here is Republic Commando, which I remember buying when it first came out, and it's actually kind of a repetitive game, a little on the boring side, but...
Bobby, did you say that... Are you complaining about these games being old? The Star Wars games being old?
Well, I'm just saying that's why they're giving them away. I'm not complaining. Okay. Not a complaint, man. Jedi Academy's on this list. Rebellion's on this list.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Mysteries of the Sith. I mean, there's some good ones. Shadows of the Empire. I wonder how that runs, because the one on Steam...
Me too. I've been wondering the same thing right now. How does it run?
Shadows of the Empire does not run well on Steam. It's like a shitty N64 emulator.
It doesn't, yeah. It's really bad.
It pops up in a window, like, literally this big, dude. Like,
I bought it.
It's like a thumbnail.
Thinking about the N64, wanting to play it, and it was just shitty. And then I was messing with all the settings, and I guess I got it working.
Yeah, you can kind of full screen it and play around with it. But I'm like, why am I doing all the work here? Mm-hmm. Like, this is like the type of work I would expect to put in if I illegally downloaded this game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like if you're selling it on Steam, like you should make it presentable and playable.
Hey, Bobby, episode 1 Racer, is that the one that they look like little carts, or is that the one that they were looking like more realistic?
No, the full-on realistic one.
Okay. Yeah.
And also
I don't think it did as well as the cart one.
It did well. It did well. They were actually, someone was remaking it, right, on PC?
Yeah, someone remade it, and I played it not too long ago, and it actually looked pretty good, but it was a real, like, there wasn't much to it.
Yeah, the game was awesome, man.
Yeah, if you played the actual game, there was, like, a progression system to it, so you could buy upgrades, and it was pretty fun for a racer game.
Besides Darth Maul, this is my favorite part of this movie.
Yeah.
The pod race was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pod race. I mean, except for a few lines there, but yeah, it was a good spot.
That's what I call pod racing. Oh, that's later on.
Yeah, I mean, there was just a lot of reaction shots from kid actors.
That was like the best one, the best games. That one, The Shadow of the Empire, and Rogue Squadron.
Ooh, yeah, part two was so bad. Episode two was so bad. Did they make a video game out of it? I don't think they did.
No. Attack of the Clones?
No. Dang. Well, how bad is your game?
I feel like my general impression of Star Wars games are that they're really bad, unless it's KOTOR.
There's some good ones in there. There's just a
Star Wars
lot
Online. Star Wars Online,
so
KOTOR.
Yeah.
And then...
There's some crap you
have
to wade
through. The Force Unleashed, I know, is pretty decent. But what else?
Battlefront 2, the original one.
Oh, yeah, the original one, which is now on Steam as well. Yeah, that game was good.
But out of all of these Star Wars games, like, how many are notably...
Like 10% or 5%.
Yeah, I really feel like...
That's fair, right?
The lump sum of it.
Yeah.
That's really unfair.
There's a lot that I still
love.
Mario can't miss the mark. Can you imagine if we overflooded the market with Mario games? And
there's a lot of Mario games.
Mario Paint.
Yeah. That's on Nintendo. No, they do well. They actually do well.
That one already got lost.
I don't think there's... I don't think there's... Like, Mario games, it's, I would say, like, 90%, if not all of them, are great.
Yeah, they do pretty well.
Yeah, whereas, like, Star Wars, they're like, here's 100 games, you might like 5%.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a huge IP, too. I mean, they're making a ton of money. But also in Star Wars news, Fallen Order, they will be showing gameplay next month at... What is next month? E3?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go. Never been. How is it?
Well, don't you have to be in the industry to get in there?
No. Don't go. No, they did that 1 or 2 years, but it's back open to the public.
Oh, yeah, but it's very limited.
It's a fucking shit show. No, it's a shit show, dude. I went like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid, dude. That's exactly how not to do.
Can you not play anything or what?
The lines are super long. Industry. You can't walk around. Fucking BlizzCon is the epitome, and E3 is the epitome of how to fuck it up.
The fact that BlizzCon does those online passes nowadays, too, it's like some people just can't afford to freaking feel like a sardine.
Are we all on the fence, or are we all just kind of, do we know if anybody's going yet?
Well, I said
BlizzCon?
Yes. She said yes.
Yeah, but we don't know, right?
We don't know yet.
For sure. TwitchCon is more for sure before.
No, TwitchCon's 100, but we're
Yeah, tickets did just go on sale.
I feel like we're all going to go to TwitchCon on Friday, and then Saturday when we're too fucked up.
Too hungover.
Like,
we're
Saturday
not going
to
do shit.
Is going to be the better day to go to TwitchCon because that's the one day I went last year. Friday is a half day, and Sunday is a half day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's this thing called hangovers, G.
Yeah.
They get worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put in a listener question here for this next bit of news. Burn Division asks, have you guys watched the Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer yet? If not, would you watch it during the podcast and give a live reaction? So I've already seen it.
I haven't seen it.
You have not seen it?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Damn it.
I found it so cringy I couldn't get through it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I want to watch it.
All right. We're going to play it here, and somebody can narrate a little bit.
What's happening?
A blue streak went across... A fake blue streak went across a real police car.
Got James Marsden here.
That's who that is? I thought that was Chris Pine. Mm-hmm. That's not Chris Pine. All right. It shows Sega. It shows quick first
person.
Endor? Yeah,
Endor
type thing.
I don't know why they use Gangster's Paradise.
It might be the number one song used in movies in the last like 20 years.
So we just got a shot of Sonic, what he looks like there.
Sonic is basically like a furry.
Yeah, he looks very strange.
He's
very human.
Turn him into a human.
So they need to catch this thing, and only one man can catch him. Not the guy you're thinking of, right? And so
then
Jim Carrey comes out.
Okay, that's what I'm excited about. I love Jim Carrey.
I'm wrong. I'm in charge.
And he's doing the Jim Carrey shtick. Like, we haven't seen this in a while.
In a sequentially ranked hierarchy based on level of critical importance, the disparity between us is too
bad. I love it. He's not...
That's awesome.
Jim Carrey meets Dr. Robotnik.
Listen, pal. I don't know if you realize...
It's just like, I see 80s movie all over this. There's no way This is going to be good.
No, it's got, I mean, it's got Jim Carrey.
That guy said, what the fuck?
Ew, Sonic is hideous.
There you go. But, hey, congratulations.
Oh, come on.
That is not Sonic.
A lot of people would agree with you.
Yeah. Like the number one thing.
I've only seen, like, the screenshot, and it was, like, the worst one. I haven't really seen it till now in the trailer. Holy fuck, yeah, he is ugly.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And he doesn't look... Roger Rabbit look more like he belonged in the real world than this guy.
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody put a sticker on my screen.
Okay, all right. I'm going to get to something when we get to the news part. Now I kind of see it. All right. Just cut. Just take this off, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can kill it there, Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we get the picture here. So the other bit of news that comes along with it is there was a huge backlash on the internet, and the who was it, Jeff Fowler, the director, said that they're going to redo Sonic. There's been such a backlash about the way that Sonic the Hedgehog looks that they're actually going to go, which has to be incredibly expensive. They're going to go back and remake how he looks.
Think of this. All right.
Well, they fucked up.
You know how, and you just said right now in the trailer, he looks kind of like he doesn't fit, maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
What if this is just like a whole viral scheme? In the trailer, they use shitty Sonic. You know? Just
no,
to
that's
be like,
terrible.
No.
And then they go, you know what? We're the coolest fucking company in the world. We'll make Sonic look how you guys want
Sonic
it.
Came
Cause
in.
Because, you know, we're listening to our fans.
Oh.
And we love you guys.
Like they're playing the long game.
And everyone's like, oh my God, these guys are the best guys in the world. Let's all go watch Sonic. And all they did was just
shitty fake trailer. They're like, how do we make Sonic a meme? How do we make this a meme?
They made it a meme.
It looks so bad
that you might be right, dude.
Right?
That's how Sonic bad.
It looks so bad. That it doesn't fit, dude. Like,
here's what I don't understand about this.
You want to know what?
Do you know how many people worked on that before? Nobody said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
300 people? 300 people saw it before the trailer came out?
Not only that, but when the poster 400? Came out, people were like, his leg looks weird. Why is it so long? Why is it so, like, muscular? Like, well, yeah. People were complaining
well,
about
he runs
this
really
from
fast,
the
dude.
Very from
yeah,
the
that
kind of
happens when you run really fast. No.
So, I mean, you look at Sonic
look
the cartoon,
at my
he has very stubby little
cardio,
legs.
Right? Totally. The cardio.
I think, because one of the things that's a little off is...
A little off?
Is the lighting. No. I'm talking about the lighting.
His existence is off. This thing should have never been
The
made.
Lighting's so off where I think they didn't even mess with the lighting. Just very basic
this
lighting
like,
effects.
We're basically looking at a reject Pikachu right now.
It's God, bad.
Damn. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. It's not Sonic.
The CGI looks like the level of maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
For like a mid-grade
hilarious?
Movie.
That's what I'm saying, they've only dude. Revealed Sonic. They haven't even revealed Knuckles.
This is all done on purpose.
Right.
Or Tails.
You're starting
like,
to
we don't
win
know
me
what
over
they
with
look
this.
Like.
I'm just saying, man.
Bobby, what do you think?
There's been plenty of movies where they've gotten a little bit of negative feedback from how CGI looks, and you can tell it's changing the movie. It hasn't been as drastic as this.
But how expensive do you think that would be to change the whole freaking
crazy expensive?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Like, it's not like a video game where you just change the character model and
they
then you can use that same
to lose that money.
Model
they deserve
for everything, right?
To lose that money because when they released this trailer, the internet and Reddit went hard at work to just fucking
don't start
fix
comparing it to everything yet.
Like they just fucking fixed it. The internet fixed your movie for you, dude. Like
no, there's still a lot of work. They have to do. I mean, it's not fixed yet.
But Bobby, I would think that.
Well, it's like next week is a new trailer.
Replacing the CGI character that barely fits in your movie is less. Why is it 4.4 already? I don't know. Anyway, is less than like reshoots. Reshoots would cost way more because you got to go out. You got to make the day look the same.
Yeah.
You got to get all these actors back. At least this is all on the computer, guys. At least.
Yeah. And those guys are the ones that usually get stiffed on the bill anyway. Like, that's the worst. I don't think they're unionized. And those are the ones you always read about. Like the guys who did the special effects for Bohemian Rhapsody, they went bankrupt right after the movie came out.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Thanks for the sub, Control Pairs. I think this kind of...
you're out of here, Chief?
Yeah. I'm going to head out here. I got to catch somebody before 8 o'clock. So... sorry that I have to exit quickly. Enjoy the rest of
good.
The show.
It's all sure.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Gigi.
Gigi, do you have a vote for what we're going to make Bobby play?
I don't know.
Something action packed.
He's going to play the game. Risk of Rain, I say. I know. Outside of
Risk
of Rain.
He's
going to
play regardless, like today, probably.
Right. I don't know. Make him play a hentai game.
Yeah.
I feel like I've played those before. I do have some of those dating sims.
So did you get a boner?
No, Sekiro.
No?
Well, okay. What are those games? Sekiro? I played one. You remember that? This Sekiro. Is like...
Souls-like?
Sekiro?
No. Sekiro. You know those games?
Oh, yeah.
Like 5 years ago, I played one, and I had never played any of these games. I'm like, whenever we recorded the episode, I remember I was so upset. I was like, what the fuck is this? This isn't even a game. This is stupid. And it's a whole thing, and now it's like extremely passe, though, because everyone knows that.
So Bobby is notoriously very bad at controller games. Maybe we should have him get better at controllers, so to give him something like Super Meat Boy. Or
Super Meat Boy's fun.
Yeah. Something that would force
him
to
Box
learn.
Box Boy and Box Girl, is that on PC?
Or maybe
or is that, or is that just Switch?
Maybe a 2D fighter. Maybe like Dragon.
The new Dragon Ball Z? It's like $15 right now.
Well, he can play it off.
Oh, well, you have it.
He can play it off my account. Just so he has to get his fucking controller abilities better.
Is that Nintendo?
I mean, yeah, if it was me, I'd make him play Binding of Isaac for 3 hours.
All right. All right. So, yeah, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Too bad Minnie took off, because Minnie's fucking jacking off to this entire thing since it was announced. You know, he's a huge Sonic fan. Probably the biggest Sonic fan I've ever met. And so, too bad he's gone. Oh, yeah. Obra Dinn, dude.
What's Obra Dinn? Yeah.
Well, see, that's something he wants to play. This whole thing about homework is making people play genres they don't usually play.
Plus, like, 3 hours of that game, like, I'd really
want to. You probably finish it in 3 hours, I would imagine.
I don't think so. No. I think it's a little longer than that.
I think you can actually play Dragon Ball Z Fighters and it has, like, a story, right? So you can actually play that, so you don't get that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's a fighting game?
Yeah.
It's a fighting game.
It is
game,
a fighting game.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's on your account?
It's on my account.
You can play with Minnie.
Yeah,
Minnie's
he's been crushing that game.
Yeah, dude, he's playing competitive. He said he's doing really well ranking wise. I don't know where he's at, but he said he's doing really well.
Damn,
he knows all about the meta and everything. He could, if you want,
it's so crazy how you too. Like you. I've looked at.
So there it is, like, officially,
like combo books, and they show you how many like little. What is it like?
Inputs.
Is it inputs?
Yeah, I think
like the actual distance of like how far it is. So like for this combo,
yeah,
it's so many clicks. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I've seen that. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Dude. Yeah, who was it? Fucking fastidious. He's like, I finally read up and figured out 2D fighters. He's like, it's all about frame traps and how many frames has it. And he's just going off, and it's like,
and then you
never hear of it again. So it's just one night he went down a rabbit hole.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
because when you watch these guys fight, you don't see a bunch of crazy, amazing, awesome combos. But you like what I would think you'd see.
Yeah.
You see these really slow fucking fights. They go, nah,
yeah, nah. A lot of what is that called? Poking.
Yeah,
they have their whole lexicon, their own lexicon. But anyway, yeah, Bobby, there you go. Yeah.
And you need to use an
Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Fighter Z or Fighter Z.
Yeah. All right. Okay, last bit of news here. Ubisoft is trying to wipe out key reselling with silent key activation. So the way Ubisoft is going to be working with other third-party sellers is when a game is bought, I don't think there is a key. Or if
there is a key, but it's like...
It's generated immediately when the game is sold and then given. So there's not like, here's a 1,000 keys, sell those ones. When you need more, call me back. It's not like that. It's going to be done a little differently. And this is supposed to make these third party sellers that are kind of in the gray area a little more legit, because we've had some issues with that before. What was that website that was?
I'm so glad Shadow Master's back. What genre does Bobby doesn't play?
I don't know. What genre don't I play? I play them all.
It's funny because he plays all the genre. You're right, Shadow Master.
I've never heard that laugh before.
Oh, yeah. He gets high-pitched, dude.
What he done?
That laugh is killing me. No, dude.
No, don't feel stupid, dude.
No. No, don't.
Don't feel stupid unless you laugh like Ray. Then
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
I feel dumb as fuck right now.
He sounds like a drunk chick.
Oh, no. I am.
Well, she left, so I got to play the part.
Oh, my God. Okay, that is true. Someone's got to have a high-pitched laugh. So I don't know if this really is going to affect me, though. I rarely use these sites to get my games anymore.
I don't know what we're talking about.
You guys are killing me.
I have no idea what's going on. What sites?
Oh, I didn't want to say.
Ray, your laugh just reset our brains.
We're still talking about Sonic.
Oh my God. All right.
We're going to have to reshoot this whole episode with a different CGI. Fucking Ray. Because this one's broken.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever cried on the podcast before. Oh, yeah, I have.
All right. Let's skip over to some hardware here.
All right. All right, let's do this.
The Valve Index was officially announced, like, very, like, the day after.
Can you, like, ban Shadow Mask from Twitch right now, or just for today? Oh, my God. I look over at the chat, and I just laugh. Love this guy.
I'm trying to find the specs and I can't seem to find them here. The system requirements. So this is the Valve Index is pretty much going to be the cream of the crop when it comes to VR now, right? Like, this is it.
Yeah.
So,
well, according to what they've said, a lot of their hardware and
their technical specifications.
Go to Valve Index, the actual website, aside from the Steam powered. Just go to the valveindex.com, something like that, I believe. Valve Leaf.
Do you want another one?
Valve Index. Google, figure it out. Okay.
If you want one. And so here's the thing about it. It's stop it, dude.
We're not even laughing at it.
I know.
It's just like giggles.
Yeah. It's the Vive Pro, man. But better.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheaper. So the resolution was like, what, 2560 by 1400 in each eye?
It's actually the same resolution as the Vive Pro. Exact same resolution. Mm-hmm. But it has something about, it's on there, it's on the website. I forgot what it says, but something about higher fidelity because of something. I don't remember what it was.
Well, the big deal about this, not only just the technical specifications, but the reason, and before the episode, Emilio and I were talking about this last week. We're like, why do they call it the Index? What does that even mean? And I'm like, it makes me think of fingers, like something to do with the fingers. And then it turns out that is exactly the reason. So the reason they're calling it the Index is because there's these special types of controllers that actually let you read finger inputs.
So it
recycle. Let's see. Same resolution as the Vive Pro, but improved optics to cut blurriness at the edges. Hopefully, everything is clear the whole way. Ear speakers instead of headphones, which I really like. So that headphones, they don't sit on top of your ears; they stand off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still hearing it, but you don't feel completely out of it, and it doesn't have that fatigue because sometimes when you wear a headset for a while, it wears on you.
And it goes up to 144 hertz. So. Instead of the 90, I guess. Vive Pro's 90.
Yeah. 144 hertz. Yeah, that's
great. Really good.
So technical specs on this thing are just phenomenal. And the controller, you never know until you have it in your hand, but it looks like a really good idea. So you remember in Surgeon Simulator, you remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
Where it would actually read different finger inputs. You'd have to use a keyboard. But this is what the Index reminds me of. Like, you can actually read different finger inputs as opposed to just locations of where your hands are.
Yeah,
so I saw a little more versatility there. You could really do a lot more with it.
Yeah, the base stations are actually, because you know the Vive Pro, when you buy it, I guess if you buy the Enterprise edition, or I don't know which edition, but there's an edition that has like the better like base stations, which you can make like a bigger area for you to walk around. So this one actually just comes with that, with those base stations.
I just thought of something hilarious. I got a great idea for later. Okay, remind me of.
Okay, great idea later.
Great idea later. Just tell me.
Remind this chat.
So tell me this. This is my confusion about this piece. What is the base station exactly? Is this like the light boxes?
Yeah, the light boxes.
Same thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. apparently, you know, well, hopefully those controllers look sick. Hopefully those are better. Base stations, you're basically getting the 2.0s, right?
Yeah, the 2.0s.
So that's better.
Yeah.
A lot of the eye tracking, all that stuff.
Not the eye tracking. I didn't read the eye tracking.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure
almost everything is better about this.
Except for the eye tracking.
It's almost like...
I don't know.
It's almost like HTC could fucking sue them because...
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it almost seems like...
It's hey, we made
hey, let's
your
work
thing.
On this together. Now let me fucking chop you by the...
Got kind of a Fortnite PUBG situation here.
Yeah, exactly.
So price point, $1,000 for everything. For a headset, the base stations, and the controllers. You can buy them individually.
Yeah.
And this all works with other devices too. So you can buy just the headset and replace your HTC headset with it. And that will work with
but
the controllers.
But nothing works with Oculus.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we were going to get away from the base stations here, but... You know,
yeah, that's unfortunate, but there's
but if you want the cream of the crop, you're gonna have to deal with this.
That's
right
just
now.
The Quest, the Oculus Quest is what you know, base stations and it has tracking or something. The new,
I don't think that any Oculus ever had base
well, that's
stations.
That's the one they haven't released yet, right?
Released yet.
Yeah,
it's like they have a $400 version and a $500.
So, anyway, I don't know if you guys said it, but I see no reason to pre order this.
Oh, it's just so
well, it's sold out in like 30 minutes.
So, here's the thing,
We're going to have to wait.
No, so it's because when you reserved it, that was it. You just reserved it. You didn't have to put any money down. So since we didn't reserve it, now we get it August 31st. Shit. Yeah.
August.
That's okay.
You
that gives them a little time to work things out and see how this thing stands on its feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most things stand on their feet,
but I'm just saying how it stands well on its feet. Maybe this thing will totally collapse. Probably not. This looks like the next...
It's like, the cat's pajamas. It looks like it.
Yeah.
This looks like the thing to get in
pajamas
VR.
For cats.
It even looks cool. I really like that speaker design. That's cool.
And then the fun part, you can like change stuff from it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing it's missing is, well, first of all, price point, you know, $1,000, because this same headset, well, not same headset, the Vive Pro with all the same shit, it's $1,400. You're saving $400, which is cool. The only thing they haven't talked about yet, which you know, they'll probably add it, because I think the front of the headset, you can add stuff to it. You can remove that piece, and you can put stuff in there.
I assume that the Vive...
The wireless.
The Vive Pro is going to probably go down to like $900.
It has to.
Yeah. It's been around long enough that they can cut the price.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Time for listener questions.
Yep.
All right. First one from Shadowmaster. I knew that'd get you. All right. I'm going to tell you my great idea right now. Shadowmaster, if you're cool with it, I think we need a DLG Shadowmaster icon for the score. Yeah, I think he's earned it. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay, so he asked, what's the best Samsung SSD to pick up, either the Evo series or the T5 series?
Whatever you could get the best deal on.
Yeah, man.
Dude, honestly, Evo series, I think, is the best bang for the buck on any single hard drive out there. When it comes to performance per dollar, the Evo series just kills it. The T5, I think, is an external drive, too. So I don't know if that... It depends on what suits your need. But the Evo series is... I recommend that thing so many times, like in any build.
Solid,
It's insane how much you can buy like a 500 gig SSD Evo for. Like they go on sale for under $100. It's insane.
Yeah, but you can't do anything anymore with 500 gigs, I swear.
Yeah, it's a good starting point, but right. 500 gigs is pretty low. Let me just check here. Let's look at Amazon.
They were selling the terabyte Evo.
Shadow, nothing to say about getting your own icon, dude?
He missed it.
Oh.
He's still thinking about what game doesn't...
$150 for a 1 terabyte Evo.
Yeah, it was actually $100 like a week ago.
Yeah, they go on sale quite a bit, like if you keep your eyes peeled. Mm-hmm.
And they're sexy looking, too.
Yeah.
I like the way they look.
No reason not to have an SSD these days. And then the... Oh, for the NVMe ones, those ones are super fast, and most new motherboards are going to support that. So 1 terabyte for an NVMe, $238. That's for the M.2 drive if your motherboard has that.
Yeah, I'm getting a 2 terabyte M.2, the Evo one, 970 Evo, 2 terabyte.
Dude, what on Amazon at all has 5 full stars over 1,000 ratings? Look at that.
Not true. That's insane. It's so worth it.
Literally nothing. Like, I look up things all the time. I go by rating. Everything good has 4.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not sure I've ever seen that.
I want to see the guy who gave this 1 star here.
What was it? I lost all my porn.
It's probably some just random hardware failure. You know, there's always got to be yeah. one guy here that just...
Or the box was crooked.
Have something. I ever brought up Korean fan death on the podcast?
No. No.
What the fuck? All right. So right now, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is real life. South Koreans believe that fans can kill you if you have a fan on at night. Like
the airflow?
Like, yeah. Something about like it dehydrates you or something and you can die. So if you buy a fan, this is a fan that you put on you. This is a fan. If you put a fan on at night, there, if you buy one in South Korea, it comes with warnings not to put it on at night. Hmm. Because they honestly believe that it can kill you.
Can you it?
Go. No, it can't. Well,
I mean, it could dry out your sinuses. I can't sleep yeah. with a fan on. I can't yeah. have a ceiling fan on or anything. It just, yeah.
I've always wanted that Dyson fan. Is it Dyson? The one that's just like a, just.
Oh just the ions?
The yeah. circle?
Those yeah. are so sick.
Those are crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
those
they look awesome.
They're kind of, I mean, for a fan, they're a little
yeah, right? Like $500.
They do yeah. want to get to the point where planes will fly with that same. With that same thing. Well, yeah, that's thrust, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not an aero engineer or mechanical engineer, so I wouldn't really know.
I knew. When you were yeah. giggling like a girl, that's when I realized.
That I wasn't?
Were, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like, there's no way this guy's a
why? Aerospace why? Because women can't be aerospace engineers or what? So what are you saying, bro?
Damn it, he's got me.
All right, next question from The Lotion. What are some games and or genres you've blacklisted due to your gaming preferences or the genre becoming stale in your opinion? For example, games I've stopped playing are zombie shooters, platformers, and Call of Duty games.
Well, you just... That's half of gaming, dude.
I know.
It's a lot of them.
So do you game anymore?
Dude. You know,
I said it earlier in the show, but crafting... Well, I don't know if I did say this, but I was thinking it. Crafting survival games. I see crafting survival and yeah. I almost immediately dismiss it
but,
without any okay. consideration.
Your favorite one, Subnautica,
mm-hmm.
you only picked up last year.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of hard
that's
to like...
It's a shining example.
Yeah, it's a shining yeah. example and it came late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the genre? What's the Diablo genre?
That would be
click. So what do they call that?
Hack and slash no. or dungeon crawler?
Dungeon crawler. Dungeon, yeah,
dungeon crawler.
Yeah, I will never play another dungeon crawler unless it's Diablo. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm starting about. To get this way about tactical turn based.
I can't yeah, play. Oh,
there's so many of them.
I can't play any of that. I can't. Not anymore. I don't know. Not for me.
Tactical turn based.
Yeah, I don't know.
So XCOM is.
There's just been no, so many XCOM was the last ones. One. That's yeah, it. There's been so many good ones. You're just like, why do it. I need to do this again?
I never played Path of Exile, or and then no, and then
Bobby for his. First of all, it's going to be tactical turn based. His new homework.
No,
but Dragon, the one with Dragon in it.
Shadowrun. That'd be a good.
That's
one.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game has one of the highest ratings ever on Steam.
Yeah.
Man, the fuck it's a Shadow lot man. Of fucking dialogue. Oh,
yeah, God. A lot of dialogue. A lot of reading.
Yeah, Shadowrun, man. You don't remember that? It was maybe about 5 years ago.
No. Hopefully you guys
Shadowrun Returns, I think.
When next week?
The full name.
Was it Return? Yeah, it was Returns. That was the one I played. Yeah.
No, I have this. Yeah.
Have you
it's
played
a, it? It's a long RPG, it. And the action's kind of split up a little bit here and there, but it is a solid game. All right.
3 full hours this time. Not like fucking go have a drink on pause. 3 full hours.
Oh, dude, you got to be fucking kidding me. It's because that game that Bobby gave me, it was just too much, man. I was going crazy. It's yeah. like, it was that game where I just wanted to watch it. Like, I'll watch Bobby play it. The story was really cool. I don't want to be the one clicking.
Do you remember how
mad, literally all you have to do in that game, just click.
Yeah.
Do you remember how mad Chad got when I told him that I watched, what's that PS4?
Oh, yeah. The one with the fungus that's the not fungus. On PC.
Zombies. Fungus zombies.
Oh.
On PS.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Best
so I watched
game
the
ever.
Entire thing on YouTube. You know, kind of like it was a 7-hour video, but I like fast forward a 4-hour video. I fast forward through like all the action part. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is why. You know, the story was.
Yeah.
That crazy thing at the end. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I get it. I get why people are there.
Attacked me.
And he's like, no, you cannot like completely understand the game unless you played the whole thing. But I was, because I had some criticisms too.
It's like another level of, it's a whole different level when you're playing the game.
Well, yeah, of course, it's more immersion.
You know, yeah, you're into it. You're feeling that.
I was also critiquing the game because I saw a lot of like things that I've seen. I mean, I've like seen it all before. The only new thing in that game, well, first the monsters were really unique, and the story.
Flower zombies,
really
come on.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get back into it.
Great game. Great. So, second one's coming out. They're going to announce the date, I think. In
that's
E3.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
Did I talk about Sam walking in on me playing Tabs? And she's like, this is what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. No, not here. You talked about it.
Oh, to you, right? Or
to
something.
Me.
Yeah. So she's like, what are you doing? Because she's watching. Like, and I was like, what am I doing? How many halflings with no weapons do you think would take to kill a minotaur? She's like, I don't know. It sounds stupid. How many? She's like, 50. So then I put it on, and she's like, oh, shit, he's fucking them up. And then the fucking minotaur picked one up and was hitting the other ones with it. And they're all going, wow, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, the halflings won that fight. There was only like 14 left of them, though.
Pretty strong in numbers.
Yeah.
Recycled, thank you for the 110 bits.
Damn, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Next question from Controlled Pairs. You guys talk a lot about the price of game relative to the time to completion. Assuming the fun factor is constant, what's a fair dollar amount per hour of campaign?
Ooh. I have an answer for that, but I also want to say that Recycled got more action from $1.10 in the
I know, than, bro. Fastidious is $100.
Literally 1,000 more. 1,000 times higher.
he gives us a dollar. We're like, woohoo! $100. Oh, thanks, bro.
Bobby and I and Chad had come up with a ratio that, I mean, it doesn't work all the time, but $1 an hour is pretty nice. So if you pay a $15 game and you pay for 15 hours, that's a steal.
A dollar an hour?
About $1 an hour is what we expect. I mean, this is... It's not hard science.
If you line it up with a movie, how much are you paying for
you're paying about $20 for 2 hours, so about $10 an hour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $10 an hour.
I pay $19.99 a month.
Oh, yeah.
For three movies
actually,
a week.
Let's say $7.50.
Yeah, AMC Stubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$7.50 an hour.
It's a good deal you use it.
Bobby.
What's up?
$7.50 an hour, really, because it's $15 divided by two.
Yeah. $7.50. Okay. But you're paying a lot more for a movie, and those are quite a bit shorter, but nobody bats an eye on that. I don't know. I feel like we just set the precedent back in, you know, the 90s or whatever.
It's about the type of game, too.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind. Because $1 an hour...
You can't make an all-encompassing rule about this. It was just a rough idea, and then we would allude to it sometimes, where like, Bobby got 40 minutes for free. And he liked the game, I think. Did you like it? I don't know if you like it.
Well, you know, when we were doing this, I think this was right around the time, this was definitely after, but this was when free-to-play was really becoming a thing. Because, believe it or not, free-to-play, 10 years ago, that really wasn't a thing. I mean...
It sounded crazy.
Yeah. Team Fortress 2 came out free-to-play, and people were like, what? You're just giving it away now? That's weird. And... We didn't really register that. When did free-to-play really start becoming a thing? Because I feel like that really changed our perspective.
Dota 2 was huge in that space, I feel.
Yeah, Dota 2. I mean, there was a handful of them like, and from Valve. And we always kind of felt like, oh, maybe that's Valve's way of just promoting, you know, their platform and their game. But the whole onslaught of just all these free-to-play games, that I think that just changed the way everybody valued
everything. It's funny how we did not understand free-to-play before. And now it's like everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've gone over this, but probably nobody listening here have heard these conversations because this is when we started. But it's one of the best ways to combat piracy, to put out your game for free.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they pirate it if it's free and all the transactions are within the game?
Yeah, and you just have constant updates. It's more of a service than a game. Yeah, it's a great way to combat that.
Yeah,
they used to give parts of games away for free. Remember, they'd give like Commander Keen. You'd play the first level or two for free. Shareware, they called it. They had that whole thing to combat.
Yeah, and we've gotten away from demos, and I feel like they're kind of creeping back in.
Yeah, they're still out there, but they're very...
Yeah.
Well, it's because
a demo sold him a game last week, right?
Yeah, I bought
Forger based on your... Yeah.
For the demo.
So it can work.
Yeah, but it's like... you know, just talking about all this stuff right now, like, I am kind of tired of all this alpha, beta fucking shit that we're buying.
Sometimes it works, dude. Look,
I'm so tired of it, man. Because I was just thinking, like, there's so many games. I look at my library and I'm like, I played this game for so much in the beginning when it was just beta. The game's, and I'm reading because, you know, on Steam it shows, you know, new updates or whatever. And yeah. I'm seeing like, oh, finally the game finally went 1.0.
Is it enough to bring me back?
It did it. Yeah.
A lot of times it isn't.
No.
And that's why, like, if I really like a game, sometimes I'll just like, or this sometimes we say like, this is another one. This is a good one to check back in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of this,
it spoils the game for you, though.
I was going to put it on the I forgot to put it on there when I got here to tell you guys. But like, for instance, Sea of Thieves just came out with their anniversary update. Mm-hmm. They actually added like a actual PvP mode, and then they added like story mode, apparently. Mm. So I feel like the game's finally complete.
Yeah.
And
as was that enough to bring you back?
I'm not going to. No, because I already played the game at the beginning, and I'm like, fuck this. You know, I got so frustrated.
It depends, man. Like,
I don't know.
Well, the problem is a lot of these games don't even know what they're about until they're a year into.
That's another thing.
You know, that was the whole idea behind Fallout 78 or whatever.
Let the developers figure that shit out, and then give me a fucking full game.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
That's what's screwing
the landscape is changing so quickly all the time. Like, when they were making 78 or 76.
76.
I think they were probably right on the right path. And then everything fucking changed. By the time they made the game, the landscape had completely changed.
Yeah.
And microtransactions.
Remember what Fortnite used to be?
Nobody was accepting. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't played Fortnite in forever.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
But
I really want that game.
What,
the
Fortnite?
The game that they had promised us.
Yeah, the original idea
it was supposed
Fortnite?
To be a four-player co-op defending against zombies.
Well, it's still there. You can still buy it.
What?
That's what Fortnite is.
What?
You can still play Fortnite.
Against zombies?
Yeah, the original Fortnite.
I remember when you could buy like the backer and then you could play that part of it, but then there was a free-to-play version. It was very confusing, but initially, like, I'm talking 2012,
yeah,
maybe?
The original Fortnite.
It was a base building.
If you go on Fortnite, the top part is the base building one, and then the bottom part is Battle Royale. Yeah. Yeah, you just...
Can anybody confirm this?
Yeah, you can still play the original Fortnite.
I think
Fortnite.
He's still fucking high from
having. I never paid for it. But.
No, I think you can, because when it came out, like a lot of people paid for like the supporters version or whatever that had that version of the game, mm-hmm. but nobody plays
okay,
that.
But do they work on that? Is there any update?
I mean, not
for
nearly as much
as
the...
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. Maybe they just took it off the fucking menu now, and it's just you just open up Fortnite. I don't know. I haven't opened up Fortnite in forever. Yeah. But if you actually look at Fortnite now, it's like this whole...
So are you disagreeing with my dollar an hour?
Depends on the game.
Yeah.
Depends on the game.
Like Forager, you're going to get way more than, what was it, 750? No.
Yeah, time flies with some
Forager
games.
Is so 20 bucks.
Too, dude. An hour in one game is very different from an hour in another game.
I'm going to hit 15 hours on Islanders for sure. Mm-hmm. And that was a $5 game. But that only makes it better. That's a better review. Like, I definitely got my money out of it, you know?
Yeah. I think the only game I've ever put so many hours in, like...
You jump around a lot.
Like 1,000. No.
1,000? What?
Fallout?
Shit. Oh, Fallout, which one?
All of them together?
Oh, together.
Probably. But Moron 3 in Vegas.
Yeah.
Only Vegas, honestly.
Did you
actually,
get into
no,
modding?
Have, like,
modding?
No.
Oh, you played on consoles?
No, I played on consoles, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that could send you some videos, dude.
I just downloaded Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. I bought it. Because it was on sale, like, I forgot, like, last month or something. And I got Fallout 3, and then I got all the nice textured looking mods to make it look all pretty. I load it up and I'm like, oh, so I want to play it again. Just all of it. Just go through it and try to get everything. Ah, it's a fucking amazing game.
New Vegas. There's more mods for New Vegas than any other ones.
There's a New Vegas Fallout mod where it combines both games, where you get to the subway and you take one subway and it'll take you to Fallout 3 or New Vegas. Yeah.
What else did I see? Oh, Fallout 4, you can make it completely anime now.
I saw that. Yeah.
And
it looked a little off, man. I don't know.
It did?
I didn't think it looked bad for a mod.
I saw the article. I didn't look at it.
Yeah. Maybe I needed to take a closer look, but it looked weird.
All right.
Next up, Sniper asks, what was your first JO experience? Mine was the character portrait of Sylvanas in Warcraft 3.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I was like, man, you were desperate, bro. There's no good porn in Canada, apparently. That's what you're jacking off to.
It was a long time ago, too. It wasn't readily available. But I don't know. The way I read this question was like, what was your first JO experience in gaming? Like,
I've never jacked off to a game.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, go ahead. Go ahead and share.
I wanted to know.
Oh, that's false. I actually have. I'm sorry. I'll say it. In Street Fighter 2 on the Super Nintendo.
Shut the fuck up. You paused it.
Yeah, I paused Chun-Li fucking flipping.
Oh, man. And that is very close to mine, too. Yeah.
I tried. We're older than you, dude. We're like a lot older.
You should have seen what shit was like back then.
Yeah.
Man. I think I...
My best shit was a JCPenney bra commercial.
Yeah. Bobby's like 2 years older than me. Whatever. Wait, Bobby, how old are you?
36.
2 years older than me.
I'm 75 years older than you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so this totally reminded me of...
Virtua Fighter?
No, this is, whoops, this is called Fighting Vipers. It was on Fighting the Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn, yep.
And there was a character, and when you beat each other up, they would lose parts of their clothing. So there was, I guess she was Asian, and she had this little mini skirt, and if you paused it in the right spot, it was like a straight, she was wearing a thong. Like it was a straight upskirt shot. So yeah, I too paused the game.
Can you email me this link?
I mean, they're all, it looks straight up like a Virtua Fighter ripoff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and she had this move where she would like hit
you. Oh, there it is. I saw it.
I guess I'm Nalga right there. What's up?
Ooh.
Oh, I missed it. You missed it.
I just went from 6 to 12.
Damn.
But this was actually a really good game, man. Like
12
this was...
is better than 6. Call back to last week.
It looks like a bad rape scene. It's so bad.
But she had this move where she would just like thrust her butt out at the enemy. Like that was her way of attacking. So you could really... You could work with that. But look in the top right corner and top left corner. Like, you could see the areas where you damaged on the character. This was a great game, and you could do a finishing move where you'd knock him through the wall.
Not a great game. Oh, this chick's hotter, though.
I mean, dude, come on. This is Sega Saturn. This is a great game. Fighting Vipers. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the chick on the rollerblades. She's looking pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are checking out. Yeah,
there's definitely some material here.
Ray, you never beat off to a game? Ever?
No, never.
In your whole life? You beat off to a lot of stuff, dude.
I do, but not video games.
Disgusting things.
Is that
things.
Weird? Yeah, it's fucked up things. I'm not going to lie. Fucked up things. Very.
All right, let's get your first jack-off experience ever, because I've got a good one, too.
Oh, my first?
Uh-huh.
It was accidental.
Yeah, me too.
It was accidental. Kinda. I was laying on my stomach, and I was shaking my leg, because like my stomach hurt. And
like
then...
a fucking dog figure.
Swear to God.
That's how dogs and cats do it.
Well, fuck it. I'm a dog, bro. What's up? No, that's what happened. And then I was like, what the hell? And then blah. I was like, oh, shit.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, the funny thing is there's a thing where, I don't know, my dad used to say, if you ever jack off, you're going to start growing hairs on your fucking hand.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
hairy palms. Hairy palms. Yeah, right? Whatever. After that time, I was like, all right, cool. That happened accidentally. Let's make this thing happen not accidentally whenever I want it. And then every day I was like 13, dude. I was checking my fucking hands every fucking day to see if the hair was growing.
My first one. So I would go to my sister's house and my sister.
Oh, it already sounds fucked up.
My sister had, she had cable. And on cable back then, you could go to the channels you weren't paying for.
Yeah. Scrambled.
Watch them Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Yep. So Playboy was in Scrambled.
It was Spice TV, not.
Yeah, Spice.
No, for me, it was Playboy TV. They had their own channel.
The fuck?
Yeah. And so I was, you know, you could barely see it. And I was like, oh my, so I was raging hard and I don't know what to do with it. Nobody had ever explained jacking off to me. I didn't know if you're supposed to grab it or whatever. I didn't know anything. All I knew was.
So I just started sucking on it.
All I knew was vaginas were vertical lines. So I look around for a vertical line. Couch between the cushions has a vertical line. Mm-hmm.
You so, fucked the couch.
Oh, there's a couch. I fucked it. Yeah.
Straight up Big Mouth style. What's that guy in Big Mouth that keeps hooking up with the pillow?
Yeah, with the pillow.
I didn't last long either. That's the worst part.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And then I had to clean the whole thing up. Oh, jeez. It was a nightmare. Let's just say it wasn't the first or the last pair of socks that I threw away.
No, no. Okay, here's the fucked up part.
Oh, my God.
So whenever
it's
I would
so
do
glad
it,
she left.
I would, I started using like tissue, right?
Yeah.
So I started putting it in a bucket under my bed. I remember one day my dad came in. I mean, no, I got back from school. And I, for some reason, my mom was picking up my brother that day. We were separate schools. I was in high school. I was still in grade school. And my dad's like, no, even when we were driving. And he's picking me up. And he's like, oh, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, I found the bucket. And I was like, fuck. All right.
Oh, my God.
Damn. And he's like, yeah. worst thing is I know what it was, so I grabbed them. So, yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Yeah, that got gnarly. Next up,
you gotta check off the
video. This episode is lit.
Chat is loving this. Let's see. Darth Duck asks, have you ever had a bad habit, i.e. biting your nails, stress eating, smoking, etc., and what did you do to break it?
Beating off. I haven't
fucking still couches.
Working on that one. Yeah.
And leaving buckets full of jizz covered napkins. No, yeah. I quit smoking, man.
He just has.
But
no vape or anything?
No, with the vape. So I don't smoke.
No, you left your vape here.
I left my vape here.
You did well for a week. Yeah.
For a week, and I just, but the moment I get here, I see my vape, I'm like, oh, cool.
How long did you smoke for?
All my life, since I was 18. Since you're allowed to smoke, I guess.
So I heard they're trying to up the age on that, too.
It's 21.
It's 21 right now in California?
It's been 21 really? For like 3 years or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Only if you're military.
I got to beat up more kids at my school.
If you have a military ID, you can't smoke.
I mean, you
can't smoke. That's it. Military ID.
So the way you were able to quit that was switching to the vape. Yeah,
and which lowering his a lot dosage. Of people.
Yeah, yeah, lower your dose. That's exactly what my my brother-in-law's dad. Yeah, I'm on
because a lot of it is the ritual, right?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, it's a mental thing.
I'm on zero nicotine. No, nah. it's just, but it tastes good.
Yeah. So that's why I don't, smells I'm good, thought, man. The sours or whatever you had last week. Yeah.
Bobby?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've had some shit. Like,
well, most recently, I guess.
Rock stars. Yeah. So I'll tell you how you do that, dude. You get the worst case of flu you've ever had in your entire
Bobby
life.
Bobby almost died this
bedridden.
Year.
Bedridden. Yeah. And that hasn't happened to me in so long, where I've been so sick that anything I eat or drink tastes terrible. Mm-hmm. You know how that happens? So I didn't have a taste for anything, and that lasted like 3 days. And by the time that I was, you know, back to normal, then I was over the worst part of the addiction to caffeine. But now don't even feel like it at all. But
and you don't drink coffee either?
No, never drink coffee.
Yeah, so your adrenals have all like come back to
I'm stabilized now, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Nice.
But caffeine was tough, dude. That thing stuck it out. I mean, I quit pretty much everything else, but like I drank a rock star a day.
Those energy drinks should be used as a, like, get out of jail free card, but not like every day for sure. Because then you just end up being your normal.
Yeah, dude, that just gets you normal.
Yeah,
you know, and you're always like, I always had trouble sleeping. Like, it was just too much caffeine.
It really gets to that. I would drink a Monster and then I get all fucking jazzed up, and then it went away. And then these new energy drinks that came out not like last year. Sam was drinking those, the sugar.
Bang.
Bang.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, the first bang I had driving Lyft, when I was driving Lyft last year, I was like, it was, I don't know, 1 a.m, I take
glorious.
One. Dude, I fucking felt like I was on cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, I had people in the car, and I didn't want to talk because I felt, like, weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want him to think I'm on drugs, so I'm just going to stay quiet.
Yeah.
And, but then, like, a month later, I'm drinking them like nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So use them as a tool, not as a, I don't know, whatever.
People use Bang as a pre-workout, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
If you go to the gym, which I barely started in last week or 2 weeks ago, and I went twice.
Pre-workout is such a fucking, I hate that time. Like, she takes powders and stuff, and like all it does is amp you up so you can make yourself, because you have nothing else you can do. You're like, I got to do something. I might as well go to the gym.
Pre-workouts do the same thing, though. You get, you use it so much, you stop losing.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine so. Yeah. My worst habit is, I'm without being funny, checking off. Probably too much.
How do you get away with, I don't know. We don't need to get into that, dude.
That's funny. I never jack off.
No couch is safe.
No couch is safe.
there's your episode title.
No couch is safe. That is the episode title. I got to write it down so I don't forget. Because I always think I'm going to remember, and then I go to, and then like tomorrow I'll be like editing the episode. I'm like, what the fuck did we just say?
I don't know. That's funny. It was like, I don't jack off. Like, I just don't. I never do.
What?
I never do. But then I ended up buying a fucking fleshlight. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that's a whole, mind blown on what that thing
it's
is.
Pretty nice.
Holy shit, dude. It's close to the real thing.
Oh, should have put that on hardware.
You got to warm it up, though. That's pretty much it. You got to warm it up. Leave it in water for a little bit, the hot water. Warm it up. Lube it up.
My buddy liked it so much. He has a, should we keep going, Bobby?
Let's go.
He has a vagina one and a butt one.
Okay.
Right?
And so you switch off?
I was like, oh, shit. Exactly. Do you switch off? And he's like, yeah, it's almost like I have a whole girl, like the important parts.
They have mouth ones, too.
There you go. Bobby, it's your fault. If we're not moving along, that's your fault.
Imagine you with one fleshlight and I turn around, bitch, you bring out the other fleshlight.
Turn around, bitch.
Oh, my God. Hopefully they're the same color. Oh, boy.
We've lost all chat. They're all gone.
Well, that's because it's late, dude. It's late for them.
Warconius asks, when is DLG going to be exclusive to Epic Games? She's streaming Fortnite and World War Z would be fine.
I would take $2 million. If they give us $2 million, I would 100% just stream my podcast on Epic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I would sell out immediately for that kind of money.
Yeah. I have $30,000 in debt and student loans. Just give me that. I'm good. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Mobius asks, I asked this question before years ago, but curious about your answers now. VR has come a long way with new controllers, coming with the Valve Index being a major milestone, in my opinion. One constant setback in VR is player movement throughout the game world. There's outlandishly expensive omnidirectional treadmill, but it's out of most consumers' financial reach. How would you solve your player movement outside of using one of the controllers?
Fallout did it perfectly, right? Fallout VR, you play the whole world. You don't have to teleport. You just use the other joystick.
What?
Fallout VR?
I played it.
You don't teleport.
You still teleport.
You still teleport?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But you select it on the D-pad, but you still do. Mm-hmm. I don't know why more VR games don't use... I mean, there must
it
be a reason.
It has a fucking D-pad. Why can't they just do it?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. I think if you were playing VR, but you were holding a Xbox controller, I think that would be...
Well,
that would be good.
Well, that's how the Oculus started. Like that's what Oculus was. Yeah. This.
Yeah, I'd rather move around. I would probably give up a lot of this shit just so I can move around with the
Vive controller has the fucking D sticks. You can move it around. What's this?
An omnidirectional treadmill. I feel like that's taking away the purpose though. Like if you want to play video games, you probably don't want to be running around. So it's a tough problem to solve. And the only way they've done it is with devices like these.
Well,
and
if it doesn't put you more into the game.
You lose so much immersion when you have so much stuff on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, you know, I've completely forgot that I've been in my garage a few times.
If there was,
that's what the other.
You remember that movie Her, where he's playing that game? Like, if there was a hand motion you could do that told the controller, I want to run forward, then maybe something like that would
work. Okay, that looks dumb.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to lose weight, yeah, sure, the omnidirectional thing, totally. But there was one that they were parading around all the different conventions that they're trying to get going, but that one...
She's just sliding in a weird way.
Yeah, you just slide around.
And they're using the PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? But PlayStation doesn't have... does it?
I didn't think it did, but...
Yeah, I don't think it does have anything. Like motion. Hmm. Right, well, it does use the eye. I know it uses the PlayStation.
Okay, now she's swimming in the air.
That's awesome, VR.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough problem to solve. My vote is for just make like some sort of hand motion that the game interprets as moving forward. Like in that movie, he like twiddled his fingers back and forth, like a very small motion that just lets the game know, hey, I want to move forward. And then you can control your direction with one of the controllers.
I mean, eventually you're going to put diodes on your temples and be able to do
either
that
or VR. Like you just don't play those types of games in VR. The zombie one, Arizona Sunshine.
That's teleporter.
Teleporter.
Yeah, you teleport in that one? Oh, okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought you just stood still and the zombies came at you.
No. Because you teleport to really progress on the map, but but the walking space you have is pretty big.
And most of the combat is that you're just standing there and turning around and shooting.
Yeah. Well, yes and no.
Like, but I've I, seen
I would really walk in the game, because I remember when I played VR, I really made a big ass fucking area. So I would really have all this fucking 15 by 10. Oh, it was 10 by 10 because it was PlayStation 1.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was 10 by 10, and I can move around a lot.
Listen, I've seen videos of monkeys feeding themselves by controlling a robot hand with their head, like with the diodes. Like they feed themselves apples with a robot hand with all these diodes. So VR movement can't be that far, especially if you have this big thing on your head anyway. I would imagine.
Got to get the little suction cups on your head.
Yeah. I mean, I do it.
Your brain waves.
Just to do, I mean, preliminarily.
Yeah, then they start offloading some of that to like Google Bitcoin and Amazon.
Mining. Amazon. I can't remember my grandma, but I fucking mined so many Bitcoins this month. All right, is that the show?
I believe so.
All right, Bobby, what are you playing next week?
Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
Yeah.
All right, and then obviously some Risk of Rain.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe even tonight?
No, dude, I'm going to bed.
Now? Dude, I wake up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
To go to work.
Yeah, me too, man. And but I got to get my solid 7 or 8 hours.
That's why I go to sleep at 10.
So when we were talking about that space thing with the loose titties,
mm-hmm.
I came up with a line. I didn't get to say it, so I'm going to sign off with that. Speaking for Bobby, Absent Chi, Ray, and myself, in space, nobody can see your sinking titties. Because they float so much. They're floating all over the place because they were in space.
That was so bad.
I know, but I couldn't fit it in.
The joke was there. It just needs a little work.
Yeah.
I need a workshop and all
that. That was so bad.
Everybody's sad now. See ya, man.